Absolutely. Caroline Ray, thank you so much for talking to us. She's Chief Veterinary Surgeon at the Blue Cross Animal Hospital in London. Thank you very much. My final guest of the day, delighted to be joined by Mr. John Holmes.
My guest.
Your guest.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Our guest. We have guests. We don't just, you know, interview random people who pass by and drag them off the street like your show.
I do, yeah.
It's working out well. I listened to the full, by the way, the full prank call. I was going to say spank call. It didn't sound right
it's
in my
very
head.
Different thing.
A prank call to our dear colleague George
glorious
Galloway.
Leader. A glorious leader, George Galloway.
I don't think he's very happy with you. I don't think the Christmas party is going to be.
I don't think he's very happy with me either. No, I think the first thing he did was call me. What did he say on Twitter? I was stupid public schoolboy.
Are you?
I'm not a public schoolboy, but I'm prepared to check the other one.
I'll go with stupid.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, he's not very happy. The boss is away, so we'll see what happens on Monday. So we'll all be sacked.
That's absolutely fine. I might just do it again.
Don't do it to me.
I would never do that
to you.
Yes,
you would. Can everyone please listen out for a prank call, please?
Absolutely right. Yeah.
I haven't got time to find out what's happening on your show. Give me two words, what's happening on your show?
Chopping boards.
Oh, very intriguing. This is Talk Radio. John Holmes with you after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you've got now better to do, I am on BBC One tonight on Question Time. Feel free to throw things at your telly, just like you do at the radio. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on 10 litres of Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock, good afternoon to you. It's a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Vicky's got the news. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, egghead in court over murder, thousands missing out on cheap cancer drug, and all change for Bake Off.
Talk Radio.
CJ from Eggheads is due before magistrates on suspicion of murdering a man in Amsterdam in the 80s. The former quiz panellist was detained under his real name Joseph Connor at Heathrow Airport after an international arrest warrant was issued. There are calls for NHS England to look into the way a cheap breast cancer drug is funded and to claim thousands of women are missing out on it. Breast Cancer Now says it's depressing sufferers aren't being given bisphosphonates, which cost around 34p a day. Here's the charity's chief executive, Baroness Morgan.
We just need there to be some clarity. And this is a really affordable medication. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. You know, we see thousands of women dying every year. And this is a really cheap opportunity to do something about it.
A man is in a critical condition after being shot during protests over the shooting of a black man in the US city of Charlotte. The governor of North Carolina has declared a state of emergency following a second night of violence. The 96 Liverpool supporters who died at Hillsborough are to be posthumously awarded the freedom of the city this evening. Each family will receive a medal with the name of their loved one inscribed. Anne Burkett's stepson Peter was killed in the disaster.
I look forward to hanging that in pride of place for him. In the dining room, we've got lots of family photographs out, and there's an absolutely lovely one of Pete. Such a handsome boy. it will be going right by him.
And Mary Berry has announced she's quitting the Great British Bake Off by saying farewell to soggy bottoms. The TV cook says she wants to stay loyal to the BBC, so like Mel and Sue, won't move with the programme to Channel 4. But fellow judge Paul Hollywood has signed a 3-series deal.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with some bright spells for England and Wales. Showers developing this afternoon across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees.
I popped out of the studio. I don't know whether.
Yeah, I know.
Have you done the?
I finished. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What was the highlight?
Soggy bottoms.
Okay. Did you do the weather as well?
Yeah.
Right. In that case, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Oh, Tottenham's Ben. Danny Rose has signed a new contract with the club until 2021. The fullback follows the likes of Christian Eriksen, Eric Dier and Dele Alli, with Harry Kane and Kyle Walker expected to follow suit soon. Former FA and Arsenal vice chairman David Dean has told TalkSport he understands Gunners fans' frustrations with boss Arsene Wenger, but only to some extent. It's 20 years to the day since the Frenchman was unveiled as manager, with a section of fans unhappy with the way things have been going at the Emirates in the last few seasons. Yeah. Dean says fans are entitled to their views, but the conversation stops when you ask them to name a suitable replacement for Wenger. Finally, cricket and the third day of the county championship finale. Yorkshire were 333 for 8 at lunch at Lord's, leading Middlesex by 63 runs in their first innings. Somerset were 313 for 5 at the break, leading Nottinghamshire by 540 runs. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That's the latest sports news there, pre-recorded, powered by pre-recorded Talk Sport. Good afternoon, let's do a Thursday.
Talk Radio.
Three good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance, £500 towards your deposit, and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am shorter.
In a concise way.
Or a Mrs. Lonely.
I can feel the energy.
Why don't you insult their mum as well and just see if they attack you?
Fighting like your mum you are.
Poisoned sweets. I'd very much like it to be yours. Do you think feet? Hitler was known to have several prizes.
It's not a competition, so there's no prizes.
Why, Victoria? Why is a box of organic veg?
Because we're not racist.
That's right.
Sex offenders got a discount.
All children should be encouraged to fight like the film Bugsy Malone. After all, some children are horrible little B-words, aren't they? All the news. But the thing is, it is all wet the other day. Why didn't you ask me to come to the water park? I've heard that they don't even use water, but acid.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and yes, we are back on the radio after a Jake Yap interlude. Thanks for him for yapping on for 3 hours yesterday, but here we are, and thanks for all the messages, assuming I'd been fired. Save them, because it's only a matter of time. So here we are then, back on track, in more or less exactly the same way that Brad and Angelina's marriage isn't. Another showbiz breakup. Of course, today, just a couple of hours ago, we learned that Mary Berry has filed to divorce Bake Off. Now, that's her partner of 7 series. And she cited irreconcilable differences and accused the show of substance abuse. And now we understand begins a fierce custody battle as to who gets the cakes. Now, Bake Off is apparently fuming at Mary Berry's actions and has sworn to fight for the right to see its own cakes. Not just at weekends either, when Paul Hollywood could take them to the zoo or for an ice cream, but for proper access football time to the cakes. Mary Berry, in turn, has said that Bake Off has anger issues, while some tabloids this morning, you've probably seen the front pages, are reporting that with the split turning toxic, Bake Off says it still loves Mary Berry, but she's, quote, crazy. More on this, of course, as it unfolds during the afternoon. Hello, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's the 1 to 4 in the day bit. And yes, there will be the usual ambitious but ultimately disappointing features coming your way between now and Sam Delaney. First off, Headline Hijack. Obviously. The number to get involved with Headline Hijack is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you could Twitter us on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've also just signed up to Pigbag and Nurnur, so if you'd like to like us or rate us on Pigbag or Nurnur this afternoon, then you'd be very welcome to do that. Also, of course, I should explain what Headline Hijack is. If you haven't heard it before, it works like this. At 2 o'clock, there is the news. It will come out of Victoria's mouth.
This mouth.
That sounds like that. We invite you to put a made-up news lie in it, to come out of it again, masquerading as truth in the bulletin, to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, because after 2 o'clock, we certainly will never speak of it again. Also, Lonely Lunch in this hour, 50 minutes time. If you are eating lunch alone this lunchtime, then we would very much like to hear from you, and we'll induct you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the 1 to 4 in the afternoon weekday talk radio Lonely Lunch Club. You should be eating lunch alone. That is the only requirement. We will aim to speak to you on the phone and make your lunchtime fewer lonely. And there are prize gifts available. We'll run through them just very quickly now. What prize gifts are available?
They're just really gifts. A Talk Radio mug, a copy of your book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
That's
a Talk Sport mug, today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it. A Talk Sport 2 mug, a 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar, and a 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a problem with an email. That's the best you've ever read that. If you'd like one of those gift prizes that isn't a prize but is only a gift for reasons we're still yet to fathom, then do please email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and you could find that Asprod Cass, who is, through the glass, will be calling you back. You won't understand a bloody word she says, because she's from the north, but if you press the red button on the front of your radio, you do get subtitles. Work experience punditry is back as well today. That comes courtesy of new work experience, Emma, as she leads us through a geeky world of gadgety stuff that she'll be reviewing. It's where we give work experience to the next generation of critics, pundits and broadcasters, which is important because that means we don't have to pay them. There also cometh from out of the Orient the news in haikus, as current affairs are explained through the medium of Japanese poetry, although no one will be doing the accent because no one dares. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think chopping boards or icebergs? Matt will be our diversity. He's reviewing the papers in the Diversity Paper Review. He is a Jew one. There's the big debate at 3. Our foreign correspondent. Today we have an Arabic correspondent in Arab land speaking about something that's going on there and happening somewhere foreign. Plus we will have the return of nobody's favourite radio quiz that tests knowledge of nobody's favourite radio presenter, Paul Ross, in... typo. She says everybody's favourite.
Oh, yeah,
I just read it wrong.
Yeah.
Paul Ross in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Today, Rebecca Jones from Talk Radio's Weekend Motoring Show has a crack at it. Ginger Dave is not producing. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Shut up.
Chloe is on the buttons today.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Victoria's got the news.
Yep.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
On this day, the autumn equinox is now reading aloud from John Keats's classic poem, Ode to Autumn.
Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless.
And now he's doing it in the voice of Josh Widdicombe.
With fruit the vines that round that eaves run, to bend with apples and mossed cottage trees.
Is that cottage cheese or cottage trees?
Cottage trees! Trees! Not cheese! To swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with sweet kernel to set budding more and still more later flowers for the bees until they warm up days and will never cease. For summer has o'er brimming their clammy cells.
You made that beautiful.
Thank you.
So, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Let's start with some music.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve. Just in case, and all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
I have to say, as Tori has head of music, that the music gathering skills of the paid intern Cornelius are poor at best. Because I was expecting the classic, as Chloe just called it, banger version of Shania Twain's That Don't Impress Me Much, not that version, which is a weird version you found there.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it hasn't got the bit in it.
Oh, yeah. I like that one as well.
Oh, no, that isn't the same song, is it?
Yeah, that's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah, no. Well, this is weird anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. Look, hang on, look. Stop that, right? Look. Look. Where's the thing on here? Right, hang on, try this. Does this work? That one, the one that does that. Look. That's the one. This is the one we were all expecting.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you got.
Yeah, slightly different, isn't it?
Well, yeah, hang on. Right. So, right, hang on a minute. Let's get that. Alright, this is what you found.
Oh yeah, love this one. For me, this has always been the version.
It's not nonsense. What's this? What's this?
For me, this is the definitive. Stop doing that. A few guys who thought
they were pretty smart. Anyway, why am I playing Shania Twain? Whatever version of it.
It's related to the big story.
That's correct.
Today.
It's related to the big story of today. It's related to the big.
Oh, what are you doing? Stop.
Related to the big story of today. No, it's not working now.
Genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all.
The whole nation heard that playing was going, what's this version? Where's he found that? And that's your fault.
Mm.
Where did you find it?
Just the internet.
Just the internet. Well, that don't impress me much. I think. So you got the brains, but haven't got the touch. Have you got the right version of this song? No.
Well, I got you. You said, get Shania Twain.
Yeah.
That don't impress me much. Yeah. And I did exactly that. You should be more specific.
Yeah. Actually, what is funny? So you got that version. I found this version, but ask me where I found my version.
Where?
On Chloe's phone.
What?
Well, this is Chloe's phone.
Oh, all right.
So if I pause that, I've got Chloe's phone.
Okay.
Who should we ring?
I don't know, but just a quick note, you can ignore the texts I've been texting you to see if it would make a noise down the radio.
Because it wasn't, cause it wasn't
was
my
your phone.
Yeah. Who should we ring from Chloe's phone?
Who could we ring?
Who should we ring, Chloe?
She'll probably have some Talk Sporters in there, because she works there as well.
Is she on Tinder? Let's have a look.
I'm not on Tinder.
I don't think she is, yeah.
Just check it.
Why is it on your phone then, Chloe? What's your long-term boyfriend? I'm joking, of course.
All right, fine.
Surely a mum will be in there? Mum or something? Mum.
Do not call my mum.
Mum. Mum. Mum! Should I call your mum? Is she in? Go look at Chloe's face. Anyway, I'm playing for today's big story. I'm playing that.
Yeah, why? What is it? That don't impress me much.
Yes.
What doesn't impress in you much?
Well, I'll tell you what doesn't impress me much. Well, you finding the wrong song, obviously.
Yeah, whatever.
But that song's got the words. It's the only song I could think of with the word Brad Pitt in it.
Yeah, I can't think
of
any
there's not
others.
One. So the big story is, of course, Brangelina. Isn't it? Brangelina is a big story. So we'll be talking about Brangelina because it's the big story, and we need an expert. Cass, we need an expert.
Who are you ringing?
You're in trouble now.
We need a showbiz expert. Not picking up.
Cloaca's going to come in now, and she's going to hurt you a lot.
Oh, is that Chloe's mum? Oh, I got a little message. Hi, it's John here.
It's all right, Chloe, you can go in. It's fine. From go in and listen. It's fine.
It's John here from Talk Radio, and I'm just ringing you up. Do you want the phone back? Chloe's here.
Oh, do you want your phone back, Chloe?
Can you find us a showbiz expert, please?
Yes.
Thank you. This is Talk Radio. We're going to wait for Chloe to get back to the desk.
To press the button.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
At Wix, there's 15% off all timber on top of existing offers. And with our online stock checker and free one-hour click and collect services, you'll be sure to never have a wasted trip. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right when you need them. Wix, let's do it right. Ends 3rd of October.
Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot. Pawn.
Let me give you like $8.50, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Greater Manchester, the anti-clockwise side of the M60. Two lanes blocked due to an overturned vehicle between 21 at Hollingwood and 20 for the A664. In Leicestershire, the southbound side of the M1 also has two lanes closed due to an accident between 22 for the A50 at Colville and junction 21 at Leicester for the M69. And finally, in the West Midlands, the northbound side of the M6, one lane closed. That's due to a breakdown between 5 at Castle Brom and 6 at Spaghetti, with queues back towards junction 4A for the M42. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Like the monkeys leaving Gibraltar and the ravens leaving the tower, eclair today, gone tomorrow.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
No more Mary Berry on Bake Off.
Oh, no.
It's the Great British Take Off. Who could replace her? Find out the runners and riders on the next Full Set Breakfast. All that and you might earn yourself a blue piece of edge. Get down, Shep.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and it's just coming up to some minutes past a time. And we've got a lot of your reactions that have been coming in. It is, of course, Talk Radio, the home of reaction. And some of your reactions sound like this.
Mary Berry leaving the Bake Off is the show's biggest loss since Val left last night. That's coming from Too Late to Say. Spoiler alert. Mm. And someone else has said, give Mary Berry the Question Time job. Hashtag Dimbleby out.
All right, thank you for that. If you have an opinion or a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All right, let's talk about today's big story. The world is in mourning in a year that's been dogged, not in the Paul Ross sense, by celebrity deaths. Now we hear of the sad death of Brangelina, which apparently is a thing. But what to make of the tearing asunder of two people we've never met and have no business knowing about in their private lives? Much talk, of course, this afternoon of Channel 4 buying Brad Pitt, and with Angelina Jolie now announcing that she will not follow, leaving him in Hollywood. Not sure whether or not that's Paul Hollywood. I don't really understand celebrity news. But it's okay, because someone who well understands it, as luck would have it, is only Anna Williamson from off of Talk Radio's Saturday Night Celebrity Live Sex Show. Hello, Anna.
My love, and I love that celebrity live sex show. I mean, to be fair, I think I do need to be rebranding it as that.
I think so. Well, I've said it to you before, but it's essentially, it is, for me, it's manumission on air. That's what it is.
It's a hugely popular show because of that, and I'm very proud that I present it.
Yes. I'm sure you are. Anna, look, I don't understand what's going on, and I know there's lots of speculation about it, is or is not Brad Pitt in Paul Hollywood?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously, of course, it's the same person. I mean, there is no... It is not a coincidence, my friend, Mr. Holmes, that this has all happened in the same couple of days.
Yes.
I mean, Channel 4, Bake Off, Hollywood, Paul Hollywood, Brad Pitt, Brangelina. Come on. I mean, it's all just one beautiful, wonderful celebrity mashup, isn't it?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I've got a theory, right, that... Because, obviously, this sort of thing happens all the time. The last one was Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, of course, when these celebrities...
Same lawyer as well. Same lawyer that is handling this case too.
Same lawyer. Well, look, this would save so much hassle, because it's all like a celebrity sort of merry-go-round, and I wouldn't be surprised now if Johnny Depp marries Angelina Jolie or something, and it's kind of all this world up there. Why don't they, right, just have one great big orgy together, right, all of the celebrities... Right, and then they're all sort of in and out of each other, and they're dating around and all that kind of stuff, and we haven't got to kind of worry about it anymore, who's with who, because technically they're all with them, someone in the room at some point.
Who says they're not? I mean, let's be honest, John. I mean, I'm not suggesting they are at all for one second, but at the same time, this is Hollywood, and as you say, it would make a lot of sense if they all threw their car keys in the fruit bowl.
Yeah.
You know, this, and maybe even the lawyer as well, this Laura Wafer, who's the lawyer that's been dealing with all this, well, she could maybe chuck in her car keys as well, just for fun.
And Mary Berry.
Mary Berry. I'm sort of thinking as well, I mean, just bringing them, they're completely innocent in all this, but you know what, they've been in the press a lot today as well, George Clooney and Amal Clooney. Why not? Let's throw them in there as well. I mean, they're pretty good newsworthy fodder as well. I'm saying let's chuck them all in, let's mix them all up,
yep.
And let's create some different headlines, that's what I say.
Let's watch them orge.
let's watch them all. I mean, to be honest, Brangelina have been together 14 years, which is an awfully long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, as sad as it is, and it is very, very sad, particularly for the children, I'm very surprised. I mean, someone did say that it is the day that love died in Hollywood. A little bit dramatic, yeah, I think.
And
I think it's a little bit dramatic how we are completely obsessed. I mean, I don't know about you, this broke yesterday, obviously, and... Well, I mean, I'm thoroughly bored of it already, but it will be the gift that keeps on giving for the rest of the year.
Who's getting custody of the letters in the portmanteau Brangelina? Because I don't think it... Because if you look at the name, right, it's her whole name, isn't it? But for him, it's just Br or Bra at best. So how does that work? How is it... That's not equal, is it? Surely celebrity portmanteau should be made up of equal halves of the name.
John, it's marriage. It's not equal. Of course, Angelina's wearing the trousers. Always has been since day one.
Not at the orgy, she wouldn't be.
Well, no, she wouldn't. No, she wouldn't. I'm hoping some sort of nice, demure dress, in fact. But yes, no, Brand is really coming out of this whole situation rather badly, rather poorly. You know, he has been admitting, you know, allegedly that, you know, the reasons behind Angelina filing for divorce, you know, stories of boozing and potential drug taking, he hasn't refuted those stories. So, I mean, Brad's a little bit of a naughty boy, a bit of a slapped wrist at the moment, and Angelina, there is, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. She is forging ahead, my friend. She is leaving Brad in her wake.
Is the, must we be able to portmanteau our celebrities? I mean, you've got Kimye, of course, that's important, isn't it? And there was used to be a thing called Benefit, I'm told.
Yeah, well, I miss Benefit. I mean, you know, yeah, Kimye, you know, yeah, I mean, that's... Actually, you know what? They must be livid this week. I've been thinking about it because they haven't... Who cares about Kimye this week, right?
Yeah.
Kanye and Kim Kardashian. You know, who cares? You know,
it's is that who it is? Oh.
It's all about Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. It's all about George Clooney and the
Surely Ralphie. Mary Belly. That,
it works.
Surely her and Paul Hollywood would be Bollywood, and that's already a thing.
Oh, I mean, it's my favourite thing, to be honest. You know, Bollywood, I think, will go far. And I know we're slightly veering off, but a very interesting choice, I think, today, that Paul Hollywood has decided to jump ship to Channel 4 but stay with Bake Off, whereas everybody else has left it. But I fear, I think he'll be the one laughing, quite literally, all the way to the bank now. Commercial Channel, he is going to be rinsing this.
I drove past his house this morning, true story, and just sort of had a quick look to see if I could see anything new, and I can report that Paul Hollywood already has a Land Rover and a Porsche, but was spotted in
spotted
in an Aston Martin, and that looks new to me.
Well, I mean, morning. He was spotted in Channel 4 yesterday as well, so perhaps that is not coincidence at all, John. The fact that could be his little sweetener for jumping over to Channel 4. Yes, please, I'll take an Aston Martin. I'm wondering if we could try the same tactic with our bosses at Talk Radio.
Yes.
Maybe we could, I don't know, sort of threaten or come up with some sort of, you know, poaching game somewhere else. And maybe our bosses could buy us an Aston Martin to stay at Talk Radio. What do you reckon? Do you think it'll work?
Yes. The problem there is that nobody else wants this crap. So we're a bit stuck.
We might end up with a clapped out Ford Fiesta, you know, that doesn't actually work. But you know what? I'm game for trying.
All right.
Why not?
That's so we've heard. Anna Williamson, thank you so much. Pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure, buddy.
When are you having your baby?
I should have had my baby 6 days ago.
Do you want to stay on the line till it arrives?
Well, I'm actually thinking of coming back on air on Saturday just to give birth on air, because I think it'll be brilliant for ratings as well.
It would.
But I will be back on air within a few weeks with baby.
Good.
To tell everyone about my birth. So there you go.
Looking forward to it. Yes. Anna Williamson there. With child. She is the presenter, of course, of the live celebrity sex show every Saturday night here on Talk Radio. They're talking us through the whatever the Brangelina is. If you've got an opinion on it, and God knows everybody seems to, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
In the next bit, we will meet today's lonely luncher. Before that, though, here's Vicky with the news. Victoria.
Talk Radio.
The news.
Why do you keep calling me Vicky?
Why not?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Syria's president insists his forces weren't behind an airstrike on an aid convoy near Aleppo. 20 people died on Monday. Trucks filled with supplies and food were destroyed as they tried to make their way to those in desperate need. President Assad has been backed by the Russians, and speaking to the Associated Press, he insists they didn't have anything to do with the attack.
Those convoys were in the area of the militants, were in the area under the control of the terrorists. The people or the militants, the terrorists who are responsible for the security of this convoy. We don't have any idea about what happened.
The US believes the airstrike was carried out by a Russian jet. Former Eggheads panellist CJ has appeared before magistrates opposing extradition to the Netherlands in connection with an alleged killing. Prosecutors told the court that the 46-year-old was detained under a European arrest warrant after he wrote in an autobiography that he may have killed a drug addict who was attempting to mug him in 1988. The head of Breast Cancer Now says it's depressing. Thousands of women are being denied drugs, costing just pennies a day because of funding squabbles. The charity says disputes about who should pay for bisphosphonates are affecting patients across the UK. The Labour leader and his team are holding one-on-one meetings with rebel MPs. It's to try and persuade them to return to the front bench if he wins the leadership contest. And Paul Hollywood is moving with the dough. The Great British Bake Off judge has signed a 3-year deal to stay on when the show moves to Channel 4. Mary Berry's announced she's leaving, though, by saying farewell to Soggy Bottoms. The weather cloudy with some bright spells for England and Wales. Showers developing this afternoon across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees is more than half an hour.
She should go out with him.
Why?
Berry and Hollywood, I mean. Well, because of the portmanteau.
Well, do you know what? He's released a statement today about leaving Bake Off,
yes.
And he didn't even mention her. He mentioned the BBC, he mentioned Mel and Sue, but there was no mention of Mary
Berry. Well, perhaps they've... Because they did go out, didn't they? So perhaps they've just split up like...
I don't think they did.
Brangelina. Bollywood no more.
I'm not sure they were ever together.
Yeah, you say
not
that.
Officially.
Yeah, that cake baking business. You know. Who hasn't what? Hmm?
Who hasn't what?
Heard about it. Now, your news is 2 minutes...
No, it's not 2 minutes shorter.
No, I say it's 2 minutes long.
Okay, fine, yeah.
And a minute shorter than it used to be.
Yeah.
For reasons that are still not clear.
No, but I quite like it now.
Well, let's put a stop to that, because in an hour's time... So, over Monday and Tuesday, we decided... Because you now do a special bulletin, don't you, during Sam Delaney's show of entertainment for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? So, and we want a special bulletin, because otherwise it's not fair. But I don't want entertainment, because it's rubbish, and I don't understand it. So, what I would like... you've done animal news, because I know you like your little animal stories at the end, don't you? Like the dog that got trapped in a swing.
Yeah. That happened.
And what was the other
Buddy.
One?
Buddy. He was called Buddy.
Was he?
Yeah, and there's the Japanese guy who fought off a bear with karate. That was good.
That. Well, what we're going to do is, you can't do animal news every day, so today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news?
Yes, and tomorrow we'll do mineral news.
What? Why?
Animal, vegetable and mineral. Then it's covered everything, hasn't it? It's covered all the groups, because that's all there is. Animal, vegetable or mineral.
But minerals, like, seriously, what news is there to do with minerals?
I don't know, I'm not a journalist.
Who cares about minerals? I can understand vegetables somewhat.
So today is vegetables.
I don't want to do that.
Today is vegetables.
Do I have to? Why?
Yeah, it's your job.
It's not my job.
It is your
job. Not in my contract.
Your contract is to do the news.
I scribbled it on your contract earlier.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
This is exactly what it's like in Brad and Angie's house. The row that's kicking off in here. Vegetable news in an hour, please.
I don't want to do that.
Tough. Right, Victoria's back with vegetable news in an hour. She's also back with the tough. She's also back with the news at 2 o'clock, which will contain a news lie for headline hijack. Very much on the way. If you've got a made-up news story you'd like to hear masquerading as truth, then 8732.
Start your message with the word talk.
Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And Chloe's now going to press the thingy.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast.
Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Some of your reactions coming in for the big story today, which was, of course, that a Brangelina has broken. It's not fair. Of course, it was never fair, that marriage, because he only got two letters, Br. And she got a whole name in it, Angelina. That's not fair. Technically, you could argue that he had Bra and she had just Angelina. If the A wasn't from Angelina but was from Brad, then you could argue that he got three letters. But it really, that doesn't seem fair. What are the reactions that have been coming
in? Lots coming in, John. I'm actually very close to both Brange and Alina, and to be honest, I'm not surprised they split up. That's coming from a source close to the couple.
Yep.
And this is coming, John, if drink and drugs have is the reason they're stopping that marriage, surely all marriages in Glasgow should be stopped. That's coming from London-centric joke.
Thank you very much indeed. This is interesting as well. They've been doing trials in Sweden, where celebrities are once they are together, are physically and medically fused together, so they can actually not split up. This is to curb. They've got to curb showbiz, because sometimes showbiz, there's too much of it, and this is to sort of cut back on an excess of showbiz. Mm. So the biggest celebrities in Sweden, when they go out, are basically fused together, a bit like in the human centipede. And the last Swedish celebrities that happened, of course, were ABBA. And the reason, of course, ABBA sort of quit was because two of their mouths were sent to the anuses of the other ones. So they couldn't sing anymore. And it made live shows really difficult. Entertaining, but difficult. And that's what they're doing in Sweden. And this, of course, John, I really miss, it's all this talk of Brangelina, Brad and Angelina, but I really miss Brad and Jennifer Aniston, who were, of course, Braniston, because they made a delicious pickle. Braniston pickle is delicious. On the subject of headline hijack, which we were talking about moments ago, you've got 20 minutes now. The lines are open for another 20 minutes to get your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. Here are some that have been coming in so far. Nigel Farage has been confirmed for this year's series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. However, it turns out he won't be a contestant, and instead will be used as one of the horrible creatures that none of the celebrities wants to touch or eat in the Bush Tucker trials. That's Nigel Farage. It's an announcement this afternoon. Thanks very much from Carl for sending that one in. Cornelius, what have you got there?
This is from Alison in Highgate, who says that following Andrew Lansley's call for a £5 billion Brexit bonus for the NHS, the RMT rail union have argued that their workers should also be given a 10% Brexit bonus, as they've had to deal with the stress of pressing go and stop on trains, as well as considering the economic consequences of Brexit and what that could have on the country, as well as opening and closing the doors. A strike ballot will be carried out tomorrow.
Thank you very much. If you've got a story for us, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lonely Lunch on the way before 2 o'clock. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then we would like to hear from you. We will make your lunchtime fewer lonely by getting you on the phone and chitting and chatting about it. And there'll also be, of course, the news in haikus, all to come in the next 20 minutes on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us, and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Normal conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Greater Manchester, the anti-clockwise side of the M62 lanes blocked due to an overturned vehicle between 21 at Hollingwood and 20 for the A664. In Leicestershire, the southbound side of the M1 also has two lanes closed, due to an accident between 22 for the A50 at Colville and junction 21 at Leicester for the M69. And finally, in the West Midlands, the northbound side of the M6, one lane closed. That's due to a breakdown between 5 at Castle Brom and 6 at Spaghetti, with queues back towards junction 4A for the M42. I'm Stephen Beach.
Today on Talk Radio, straight after John Holmes from 4, it's Fast Lane Conversation with Sam Delaney.
It's all grist to the mill for us to get stuck into, isn't it? So why don't we?
It all kicks off with the Brothers Gould at 7. And from 10, don't miss the undisputed king of late night radio, Ian Lee.
It's weird, it's wonderful, it's unconventional, it's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, I am John Holmes. And there's a lot of news around this afternoon. Then, of course, it's quite a sort of leafing through. You know, we know about the we know about Braniston splitting up, and we know about what else do we know about the front pages of the. No, it's all about them. So, it's quite complicated, isn't it, though?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not
it.
The only one, Cornelius. Many, many, many of our listeners can't get their head around the news and find it quite complicated. And we know this because we get letters. Our postbag is bulging to the point where it's spilt over the brim and has run down onto the floor and has been mopped up. Some of the mopping has revealed these bits of correspondence from listeners. Dear John, I listen to your show every day and I hear the news and it's quite complicated and I can't get my head around it. Anything you could do to help? That's from Jeremy there. Cornelius, you've got a letter.
Yeah,
there
this
as well.
Is from Dear John and gang, please help me. I've been taken hostage by the news.
Yeah.
And the ransom is to get my head around it.
Yeah.
But I simply can't get my head around it.
Is there anything we can do to help? Yeah. Mm. Well, good luck, because there is, and that's, well, it's how we, it's our way of explaining current affairs to you, and we do it through the most obvious and easy way we could possibly think of. And that is, of course, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
So, Brad Pitt, rumours of abuse in marriage, that
don't impress me much.
News in haiku. Okay, fine.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you a Mr. Lonely, or a Ms. Lonely, or a Mrs. Lonely, or an, I think it's X Lonely, which is the new symbol for a transgender. Now, no one is left behind in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Everyone, welcome into the Lonely Lunch Club. All you have to do to become a member is to be eating your lunch alone. That really is it. And we will call you back. Tell us you're eating alone by using this email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Asprodcast, who is through the glass, will call you back. You won't understand a blind word she's saying because she's a Northern Angry Goth. But if you press the Northern Angry Goth translation button on the front of your radio, you should be able to work out one word in every 10. Now, on the phone today, lunching alone, is Vanessa. Good afternoon, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi. Now, where are you, Vanessa, and what are you lunching alone for?
I'm alone in my house in Oxford.
Yeah.
And very happy, actually, about that.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, right. Is this because you ordinarily aren't alone and today is a nice moment of rare quiet?
Today is a nice moment of rare quiet, yes.
Any more details forthcoming?
No, it's everybody's at work today except for me.
I see.
So I'm home alone except for the animals, and it's very nice.
Yes, I can imagine. Especially if you're not. So ordinarily, you're not home alone at lunchtime because you're out at work then, or is your lunchtime?
I work part time, and I've still got some of my young adult kids still living at home. So there's normally somebody else around the house when I'm not at work.
Oh, I see. So what do you do at work, Vanessa?
I work part time as a health visitor here in Oxford City.
I see. What a commendable job that is as well. So, although surely if you worked full time, you know, more people wouldn't be ill.
That's
just
true.
Saying.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
They say the NHS is overworked, Vanessa. But there's you.
Well, I guess I'm just a bit lazy, to be honest.
There you see you're sitting there, you're phoning up radio stations when really you could be saving a life. And instead of that, all that's going to happen is you're going to get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and get to choose a prize from the prize list. That's not a prize, Cass has just said in my ear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she may have said that. All I heard was words and sound guttural.
What, is it going to be a holiday abroad? Is that the prize?
Interesting.
It's a gift. It's not a prize.
Let me see. Is it going to be a holiday abroad? Let me just check. No. but we'll run through your prize choices very shortly. But first of all, so lunching alone, have you had your lunch yet? What was it?
I've just had a Greek-style salad.
A Greek-style salad.
Nothing like what you get in Greece.
Right, so what in terms of the style then?
Well, it had feta cheese in it.
Right. I mean, yes, I suppose. So what is it? Feta cheese and
olives?
No, because that's...
Yes.
That, really? That's getting...
Tomatoes.
Yes.
Tomatoes, cucumber, feta cheese and onion.
Well,
so yummy.
That is a Greek salad, isn't it? That's
yeah,
not...
but it's somehow not as good as ones that I've had when I've been there before.
No, it's never the same when you get back, is it?
No.
No. I went genuinely when, and this was Greece, Corfu, genuinely went on holiday and drank cocktails which were bright blue. And at the time, delicious. But I bought a bottle of bright blue to come back with, right? And when I tried to make my own cocktail with it back at home, it made me sick. True story.
I know.
It's never the same.
I don't know what it is.
It's never the same, is it?
No.
So in terms of your household then, and they're all out at work, and as you say, you have young adults, where are they at work now, or are they...
Yes.
Right.
Yes, they are. They're earning money.
You sound impressed with this, which is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
What do they do?
Well, they're all different. The youngest one works just started working at a hotel in Oxford. The next one's having work experience somewhere not far from you, and then the other one is a medical receptionist at the GP practice that I work at.
Right. Okay. It's all very glamorous in Oxford, isn't it? It's nice, yes. Isn't it? Which hotel in Oxford is it? Is it the one?
Can
that
I see?
The one that used
Can
to be?
I see?
Yes. Is it the one that used to be a jail?
I don't know. Oh. No. It's the one up. It's the Randolph.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is that the name of your child, or is that the name of the hotel?
No, it's the name of the hotel.
Okay, just checking. You've got to be clear, Vanessa, that's all. Well, listen, you are inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Its mouldering pita bread doors have been kicked well and truly in. and you are inducted. But you now get to choose from a list of glittering gift prizes.
The holiday abroad, please.
Yes, well, I mean... No. So, here come a list of gift prizes as revealed by my glamorous assistant, Cornelius.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, what better way to enjoy the dulcet tones of late nights with Ian Lee than drinking from a mug that his tech op Ed may have drunk from.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, a book written by John Holmes himself, signed with any author's name you'd like. A book in which he talks largely about his wang.
Wow.
A Talk Sport mug.
Drink from this
about
mug.
About my what?
Wang.
There are. It's about growing up, so there is quite a little bit. There is a bit in there about my penis, yes.
Can we today's play? Metro newspaper with IQ scribbled on it.
You can't say that to me.
What?
It's going well. So the Metro.
You're a health visitor. You could come in handy. Sorry, Cornelius, where were you?
The Metro.
Yes, go on then.
Yes, just about saved from the clutches of the talk radio cleaner who was making her monthly visit to the office today.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yeah, apparently Ray Stubbs presents on TalkSport 2. Ray Stubbs.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, rescued from the skip. Remember fond memories of his time on TalkSport brought to an abrupt end by something we've been asked not to mention on air.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
A 2016 Talk Radio colander. Due to an email typo, you could be draining your vegetable through the cheap plastic sieve from Poundland, scrawled with black marker pen.
All of those prizes, or you can choose one of those. It's like Generation Game and the conveyor belt, isn't it? They're gifts, not prizes, I must tell you that. I don't know why. It amounts to the same thing. You'll get something. But one of those could be yours. Winging its way to Oxford, Vanessa, what will you choose?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you're so generous.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I think I have to go for the mug.
Which mug?
Which one? The Talk Radio, Talk Sport, or Talk Sport 2?
I want the Talk Radio one.
Then you will have it. Vanessa, it is on its way to you as we speak, smashed into smithereens in a jiffy bag.
Gosh, thank you. Thanks ever so much. No. It's really made my day.
That, Vanessa, is the point of the exercise. So I'm glad we've made your lunchtime fewer lonely. There we go. That's Vanessa. She's been inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Would you like to be? Because all you have to do is get in touch via an email, which is lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you too could be on the receiving end of one of those glittering gifts.
Could you too, the band, be on receiving?
If Bono wishes to call us for he is eating lunch alone, then yes, he will receive. I do not discriminate against non-taxpaying Irish rock musicians.
Excellent.
All welcome around here. Now, there's a small matter of today. Today is the autumn equinox. That's right, it's the first day of autumn. Autumn equinox, when the days that become shorter, the nights become longer. Today is the day when they are of equal length. Equinox, equal night. See,
I thought it was a cross between a horse and a fox.
No. So, if you would like to learn about autumn, and I think somebody in here probably needs to. then we're here to help you with that this afternoon as well. Because today, autumn facts. If you've got a fact about autumn that you would like to share with us, then we'll be running that all afternoon. Here is the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a fact about autumn.
All right, I've got one here. Where is it? Summer and autumn used to be married. The press called them sumptum. But they recently split after Summer said Autumn was a bad father, drank too much, and had had an affair with Spring. Sumptum. Autumn fact there. What have you got?
In America, autumn is known as fall. The reason for this is back in 1776, when the first autumn of America happened, everyone got very worried and gathered in the town centre of America to listen to George Washington explain what was going on. As he stepped up to the podium, he tripped over. When he got up, he started out by explaining that the new season was now called fall.
Thank you. If you've got an autumn fact, then please get it to us. The number, again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Shall we find out who's got their made-up news story into the news, which is next?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Headline Hijack, then. Thank you very much for your suggestions for Headline Hijack. Today there can be only one, however. There's quite a lot in here. Let's see if I can read through another before we find out the winner. Following a night of riots and violence in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is coming from Charlotte, Donald Trump has released a statement saying that if he's made president, he will ban anyone with the name Charlotte from the US until he can figure out what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
I wonder how Charlotte came up with that. however, that's not what's going in the news. Whose is going in the news, Cornelius?
Yes.
Whose is going in the news?
Oh, it is Ellie.
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 Where's she from?
Ellie.
Yes, Ellie.
She's from Southampton.
Ellie's in Southampton. You have your story in the news, Ellie, which is next for Headline Hijack. After that, Emma will be in here. She's our work experience pundit today. This is her. Is this her debut?
Yes,
you'll be reviewing geeky, gadgety crap. And what's more, we simply don't have to pay her because she's the work experience. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beca Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Assad claims US airstrike on Syrian troops is intentional. TV quiz star CJ in court over killing, and Bake Off judges split over move.
Talk Radio.
Syria's president says a US airstrike that killed around 60 of his soldiers was definitely intentional. America says it was a mistake and the real target was Islamic State group militants. Meanwhile, Bashar al-Assad, who's backed by the Russians, insists neither of them were behind an attack on an aid convoy on Monday. The White House thinks a Russian jet did it, but President Assad has told the Associated Press it's not true.
I would say whatever the American officials said about the conflict in Syria in general has no credibility. Whatever they say, it just lies.
Egghead star CJ has appeared in court over an alleged killing. The 46-year-old was arrested at Heathrow Airport yesterday. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The former TV quiz panellist, whose real name is Joseph Connor, is opposing extradition to the Netherlands, where he's wanted over allegations of murder, manslaughter and assault more than 20 years ago. Prosecutors say it's after he wrote an autobiography saying he may have killed a drug addict who was attempting to mug him in Amsterdam in 1988. CJ's defence team say there's lots of missing information from the warrant.
A charity is urging NHS England to provide clarity over the way a cheap breast cancer drug is funded after claims thousands of women are missing out on it. The chief executive of Breast Cancer Now says it's depressing sufferers aren't being given bisphosphonates. The Labour leader and his team are holding one-on-one meetings with rebel MPs in what's thought is a bid to move on from months of infighting. It's to try and persuade them to return to the front bench if Jeremy Corbyn wins the leadership contest against Owen Smith. And Mary Berry has bid farewell to the Great British Bake Off. Fellow judge Paul Hollywood will move with the dough and stay on as a judge when the show moves to Channel 4. The broadcaster will start airing the programme next year with a celebrity special.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with some bright spells for England and Wales. Showers developing this afternoon across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees.
Great. All of that was so great, though.
Thanks.
Really, really, really good.
I'm just going to pretend you mean that. Cheers!
Okay, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I'm going to say Ben's got the pre-recorded sport.
Him.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham's Danny Rose has signed a new contract with the club until 2021. The fullback follows the likes of Christian Eriksen, Eric Dier and Dele Alli, with Harry Kane and Kyle Walker expected to follow suit soon. Former FA and Arsenal vice chairman David Dean has told TalkSport he understands Gunners fans' frustrations with boss Arsene Wenger, but only to some extent. It's 20 years to the day since the Frenchman was unveiled as manager, with a section of fans unhappy with the way things have been going at the Emirates in the last few seasons. Dean says fans are entitled to their views, but the conversation stops when you ask them to name a suitable replacement for Wenger. Finally, cricket, and the pressure's on Yorkshire on the third day of the county championship finale. They're 347 for 9. They need three more runs to secure the batting points they need to stay in the title race. If they don't, that could open the door for Somerset, who now seem very likely to beat Nottinghamshire. The hosts declared during lunch at Taunton with a lead of 540 runs at that point. Notts had since moved on to 23 without loss a short time ago. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, from today, if you're vegan, you can apply for a government bursary as you're less likely to be a strain on the NHS. It follows experiments that show that vegans are less likely to get ill and also at the same time live longer, making them the most cost-efficient community to the health service.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. And next, Emma joins us for work experience punditry here on Talk Radio. Victoria, don't go away. No. Just almost want a little update on how you're getting on with your... Because what's happened is the more astute of you will have noticed that Victoria's news bulletins are just shorter than they used to be.
Yep.
Meaning she has to do fewer work. And so... In order to make her, you know, she's not had a wages cut, so we think it's only fair that she should do an extra bulletin within the programme. Otherwise, I've got to fill the missing 3 minutes. Have you shaved it off everything?
Excuse me?
A minute?
It's just 1 minute off the bulletins at the top of the hour, so 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, so that's 3, isn't it?
Yes, that's 3 minutes. I think you're making up for the loss of time by babbling on about it. So.
Yeah, but no, because I don't get paid extra for the extra minutes I've got to fill. That's not technically in my contract. So, and you're still getting the same money, so I should get a percentage of that. So I think it's only fair that you do an extra bulletin. We've decided, we were nice to you, because you like your little animal story at the end, don't you?
Yeah.
And finally, a skateboarding duck.
No, I've never done that.
Is stuck in a dog.
No.
Right?
That so that never happened.
So, today...
If it did, I would talk about it.
I know
it.
You would. You'd probably lead with that. Yeah. But I think today we've decided that you've done animal news, yeah. Today, vegetable news. Tomorrow, mineral news.
Can I just say, it wasn't we, everything. It was you decided.
Yes. So, vegetable news in half an hour from Victoria.
Do you want to do it?
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
$3 is spent annually on barbed wire. Here's Janie Lee Grace.
Horn was named after its inventor, a man named Horn.
The man was named Horn. So is that where we get porn from?
Well, I guess. I mean, it's this factoid, so it must be true.
It's reckoned sleeping dates back to 1266.
Janie Lee Grace.
Dwarfs can grow up to 40 feet high. And the very first dwarf nursery opened in 1730.
You like a bit of tromboning, don't you?
I like a person that trombones. I really do, yes.
I do too. I love
especially
it.
Especially when they pull that face.
Yes. Yeah. You'd like to do the whole show whilst tromboning, wouldn't
love
you?
It. Wouldn't that be great? And I love it when kids do it. And I like it when people are really concentrating, really concentrating hard.
Yeah.
And so the tongue goes out and they have this kind of bizarre expression, but they're just concentrating.
Yeah, you'd be good at it, you would. You've got a head start, Steve.
Dolphin's skull.
Factoids.
Well, then, Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. It's some minutes past the time, and it's time for Work Experience Punditry. We welcome Emma with her debut.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, all good. Now, that's the pleasantries over with. So what happens here, Emma, is that regular listeners will know that Work Experience Punditry is exactly that. We road test the next generation of critics, of broadcasters and pundits.
Yeah.
But you being Work Experience means... we can have a sort of sports direct attitude to remuneration. So, you're reviewing geeky, gadgety crap.
I am.
Am
yes,
I right?
I am.
Good. So, what are we starting with?
Right. So, we're starting with the British Standards Institute.
Yep.
And they've issued a guide for robotic ethics.
Already we're fascinated.
Well, you know, there's like no denying that the dawn of the robots and artificial intelligence is upon us.
Yes.
And obviously we don't want it to get out of hand and have a robot apocalypse.
No, robocalypse.
Robocalypse, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why the British Standards Institute have launched this document, and it's titled BS8611.
Catchy.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was going to have a look at the document myself, but yeah, it costs £158 to read.
Ah.
So I was just looked through articles to see what kind of the guidelines are.
So this is a guideline for anyone wishing to create a murderous robot.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, and so what do we know of it?
Right. So the first rule is robots should not be designed solely or primarily to kill or harm humans, which is ironic because we have drones which do exactly that.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's a very good point, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
That's a very good point.
Number two, humans, not robots, are the responsible agents. It should be possible to find out who is responsible for any robot and its behaviour. So if a robot does turn evil, then it's the human that should be imprisoned.
That built the robot?
Yeah.
Right, so anyone who built a drone should be in prison.
Yeah, but the thing is, these are just a prototype, so this is a prototype of guidelines, so it's not actually, like, law yet.
Right, but it will probably never come to law due to the reasons you've just said.
Yes.
About drones and the humans that designed them.
Mm.
Okay, what else?
Thirdly, yeah, this is probably the most interesting one, is that it was highlighting more contentious issues, like developing an emotional relationship with a robot. Because they believe this
robot
is dangerous.
Sexy time.
Mm. It's called sex tech.
Is it?
Yeah, sex technology.
Right.
They say that it's dangerous because it could mean robots may potentially deceive us whilst we are blinded by our love for them.
I mean, people would pay a lot of money for that.
Well, the thing is, there's actually, earlier this year, there's this new sex tech called sex robots, which...
It's not... I mean, it's... It does what it says on the tin, I guess.
But it's an actual, like, you look. It looks like it's been made to look like a human. And, yes. It's
oh, really? I don't want it then.
a man human or a lady human? Or a transgender human.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's probably the next
I mean, are they all available?
Yeah, you can probably just plug in and out, can't you? Sort of. Yeah, little extension adapters.
Just screw it on.
Yeah, yeah.
And just take it off. Yeah.
Like a Hoover.
Bit like that, yeah. Yeah, if it came with a selection of adapters for getting into crevices.
And then like you could use the same face as a Henry Hoover.
Yes. Oh,
would you like that, though?
Well, who hasn't? I mean, sometimes, you know, the way Henry looks at me.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
My Henry as well, he is in the closet, so that makes sense.
That does make a lot of sense, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, but they're all, you think of all the attachments, I mean, on a Hoover, I mean, you know, you can, you know, there's one to do a small air at crevice, isn't there? There's one to do clean your curtains, isn't there?
Mm.
Yeah, it's all useful.
I did once watch a documentary about a guy that was in love with his car.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
You know, and...
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He had a sexual relationship with his car.
Wow. Yeah. What sort of car was it? Tell me it was a Volvo.
Honda.
It was like a classic American, like, one of them was a Beetle, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but they used the exhaust pipes.
Yes, I got it. I mean, I got what you were saying.
Weird, isn't it?
Thanks. All right, they think it can become such a reality in the future, sexy robots and so on and so forth, that there now has to be guidelines about what you can and can't do.
Yeah, definitely.
With the robot. So the idea, but if read that to me again. So if you fall in love with a robot, it could trick you. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. So basically, I don't know why they're basing it on children, but they put robots next to that look like kids next to children, and they interacted with them
right
at school. And then when they asked the children about it, they were like, "Oh yeah, no, we think they're amazing. They're like our best friends," and thought that they were more conscious than their family pet. And so that's where they think the danger is coming from, that people are going to suddenly, because they're so responsive to us, people are going to, like, their mind will trick them to think that these are real things.
But unless they are more responsive than a family pet in the future and have sentient knowledge, they're just going to sit there, aren't they? Like Henry the Hoover.
Yeah.
Just going to sit there and take it, Henry. You're right, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Interesting stuff there. Good gadget action. What else have you got in your list of nonsense?
Oh, next. China has lost control of its Tiangong-1 space station. So China launched its prototype space station called Tiangong-1 back in September 2011.
Yeah.
And the name Tiangong-1 translates to mean heavenly palace. But 5 years on from that launch, Tiangong-1 is a heavenly mess. In fact, they've admitted to losing control of the space station. And what's funny about this is, rather than admitting and saying we've lost control, Chinese officials instead have said that the space station will fall back to Earth at some point in late 2017, as it has comprehensively fulfilled its historical mission.
Good. Well, that's encouraging for us all, isn't it? Do they know where it's going to hit?
Nope, because they've lost control, they have no, like, they just can't estimate when it's going to land back into Earth. So
a massive space station.
Yeah.
Could just smash into a city.
Yep. There is a man called Wu Ping, who is the deputy director of China's...
I heard they had a cough.
That's good, I like that one. Wu Ping, the deputy director of China's Space Engineering Office, said, "Based on our calculation and analysis, most parts of the space lab will burn up during falling. However, Jonathan McDowell, who is a renowned Harvard astrophysicist, said that... So whilst some of the parts will disintegrate, such as the rocket engines, they're going to be so dense that they won't burn up completely.
Right. So we're just going to get pelted with bits of Chinese rocket engine. I heard that on board, actually, there's a safety card and some advice, and it just warns the Chinese space station not to come to London, so we're going to be all right. Yeah, apparently it just says in the in-flight magazine, it just says don't go to London because of ethnic people, and it's dangerous. So the space station will probably take that advice from the Chinese in-flight leaflet and not come here, so we'll be all right.
Apparently the rocket engines that won't melt when they come back down to Earth weigh about 100 kilograms, so that's still enough to give you a nasty wallop on
yes,
the head.
Yes, it would.
You can't catch that.
No.
No. Cornelius, would you like to read out Wu Ping's statement in a Chinese accent?
No, I would not, okay. But thank you very much for
the
offer.
Just thought I'd ask. It was, we had a discussion previously, Emma, about why it's acceptable to do some accents on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but not others. So you could do French, couldn't you? You could go, ha, 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 and no one would mind. But, right.
I mean, maybe some people would mind.
No one would mind.
Okay.
Or Scottish, you could do. No one would mind that, would they?
No.
Ah, Scottish. I'm just doing a Scottish accent. And I could do Birmingham. All right, there. Oh, I'm from Birmingham. And no one really minds. But if I did Chinese, I'm a racist. And I don't see why. Not really. It's not like they're a minority, is it?
No.
See?
That's true.
They're not oppressed. They are oppressors.
But wouldn't that be such a, like, a doable... New Year's resolution, like 2017, I will not get hit by a space station.
Well, I think it's just part of their... They say it's out of control, but I genuinely think it's all part of their plan to oppress... It's their human rights abuse of the world. Right? They crush dissidents, famously, don't they? Mm. And now they're trying to crush the rest of us with bits of rocket.
What if it falls on China, though? It hasn't really worked.
Right, as if they aim it at a dissident...
Well, they're not aiming it. That's the point.
Yeah, they say they're not aiming it, but you know, well, you know, they say that my noodles have got prawns in, but I've had them when they've not. Two at best.
But do you think China will offer compensation? Because apparently, if some of the bits hit houses, they're going to destroy roofs. So I think China has to get in on that and be.
Well, we look forward to... if you could come back on the day it hits and report on it for us.
Yes, I will do.
Emma, that would be excellent. More gadgety stuff. What else? Just a little tease ahead over the travel here. What are you going to be talking about next?
It's an array of things. So Nike has released their new shoe, which is very technologically advanced.
Technical shoe, good.
The Pointless Artist Electric Vibrating Pen.
I think we'll get something out of that.
And the altered nozzle, which is essentially an extremely aggressive aerator that attaches to your existing faucet.
And that. Right, Emma, thank you very much. And that's the first time anyone's ever said existing faucet on this programme. Emma, our work experience pundit, reviewing the geeky gadgety stuff. She is with us as part of work experience punditry. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot. Pawn.
Let me give you like $850, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
At Wix, there's 15% off all timber on top of existing offers. And with our online stock checker and free one-hour click and collect services, you'll be sure to never have a wasted trip. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right when you need them. Wix, let's do it right. Ends 3rd of October.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Over 5 million people have already holidayed with us, and you could too. Book now with just £60 deposit. Jetzu Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting with better news on the southbound side of the M1 through Leicestershire. It's still queuing, but all lanes are now open. That's following an accident between junction 22 at Colville and 21 for the M69 and Leicester. In South Yorkshire, the southbound side of the M18, one lane closed between 4 at Westmore and junction 3 of the A6182. It's the inside lane of the two, which is closed there. And finally, still two lanes blocked in Greater Manchester for the anti-clockwise side of the M60. Overturned vehicle between junction 21 at Hollingwood and junction 20 at Higher Blackley.
The best thing about this summer? SEAT's beautifully created summer drive. Until September 30th, you can drive a new Ibiza FR for £199 per month with an initial rental of £199. Plus, we'll give you an extra £500 when you test drive any new SEAT. Price inclusive of VAT for retail customers only with personal contract hire on selected Ibiza FR models. Cars must be ordered by September 30th and registered by December 31st. 18s and over. Subject to status, £500 is put towards your monthly payments. Rental period is 48 months. T's and C's apply. SEAT Financial Services. Find out more at seat.co.uk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Like the monkeys leaving Gibraltar and the ravens leaving the tower. Eclair today, gone tomorrow.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
No more Mary Berry on Bake Off.
Oh, no.
It's the Great British Take Off. Who could replace her? Find out the runners and riders on the next Full Set Breakfast. All that, and you might earn yourself a blue piece of edge. Get down, Shep.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions are coming into Talk Radio this afternoon. As you'd expect, you can react to us, to anything that's worth reacting to. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I've got one here that's just about Mary Berry and Hollywood. Paul Hollywood splitting up. Bollywood, of course, as they're known as, have split. They are now in a terrible fight. Just reading this, actually, in a terrible fight. Mary Berry said that Paul Hollywood was never a good father to any of the cakes that they made.
Oh, that's...
And he's denied that, and he said that he was, and he's going to fight her for custody of the cakes.
Custody.
Yes, particularly the custody tart, he said.
Yeah.
Which is what he called her, which I think is why. Is what. Is.
Well, you can see the.
Is why they've split up.
You can see the tension there.
And it's the end. It is. They're saying Love and Cake has died. It's the end of Bollywood. Berry and Hollywood. Like Brangelina. Anyway. What have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Jamie Oliver should not be a judge on the new Bake Off. He'd take away all the cakes and make something boring and healthy to make.
Yeah.
And this has come in as well. Where is it? Where is it?
Wait,
hang on. Have the migrants tried Airbnb? It's quite cheap and good for last minute. That's coming from Frank Lee. Offensive.
Good. Thank you, Frank Lee. Don't text in again. Right, then, it's all quite complicated, the news.
Oh,
isn't
I can't
it?
Get my head around it.
No, you and many others, Cornelius. A lot of people can't get their head around the news, and that's why we're here to help. We take the news and we break it down to its component parts. When you do that, what do you find in the middle? Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Secretary Boris Johnson fingers Rush Uns and blames them too.
News in haiku.
Because he's pointed the finger at the Russians.
To be clear.
That's what I mean by both of those parts.
I know. Right, it's time to, not link, to talk to Emma again. Yes, the work experience pundit finger marked Emma is being held aloft as today she, makes her debut, her on-air, on-talk radio, reviewing the Geeky Gadgety Stuff debut. We've already talked about rules for robots and the plan that the Irish have to crush us all. Like
Irish.
So, Irish, sorry. Chinese have. Irish. Where I got that from. Chinese have to crush us all.
Do you
like
know something
distance.
We don't?
Shh. What are we talking about next?
Right, Emma. So next is the electric vibrating pen, which is the talk of Geeky Town.
Good.
It's called the Pointerless Artist Electric Pen and is created by the unique gifts company Hammer Schlemmer. But before I go any further in talking to you about the vibrating electric pen,
yes,
let me give you some background knowledge and why it was created in the first place.
Please do, because I cannot think of a scenario where it would be useful.
So,
that's broadcastable.
So there's an artistic style of painting or drawing which originated from the 19th century, and it's called pointillism. And it's a technique in which small distinct dots are applied in patterns to form an image.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you think about it, back in the day, these artists had to do it, like, do the dots hand by hand the whole time, like, for their whole masterpieces, and it would take probably around 5 to 7 months to complete.
Okay.
And that's a lot of time when they could have been doing more artwork.
Yes.
So, similar to how a tattoo gun works, this pointless pen features an electromagnetic mechanism inside that causes the tip to vibrate and produce up to 600 dots per minute, which is... Stop laughing. Which is roughly 10 times the amount of stipples an artist...
Matt, what?
The amount... 10... Here, let me... Oh, God. Right. The pen features an electromagnetic mechanism inside that causes the tip to vibrate and produce up to 600 dots per minute,
yes,
which is roughly 10 times the amount of stipples an artist can produce by hand. So, like, it'll go like really fast, produce like loads of dots, so yes, you can create an image in an hour.
I see, but if it, but you've still got to control it, presumably. So, if what it, can you vary the speed of the vibrating item?
It has two speeds, medium and quick.
Yes,
And that's it. So it's like dependent on how quickly you would like to complete your work,
the task in hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, some people say, is it cheating? What do you think? Do you think it's cheating?
I suppose it takes some of the artistry out of it, does it? Because, you know, great art created over a long period of time, if you're doing these dots, and it does take you 5 to 7 months, I suppose you can't...
What? I don't get why it takes so long. There's a little number next to each dot, and then you just have to follow it round, just go from one, and then just draw a line, yes, to dot two.
Yeah, but sometimes... when
Why
you get
are
to
you taking so...
Because
I can do one
this
in about a good hour.
Yeah, no, they're harder than that, because sometimes you can't find seven.
Oh.
I don't think you understand. So, basically, let's say you're drawing a face.
Yeah.
And so you're...
Normally, the mouth will already be on there.
All yeah, right, okay. So in order to draw the face and in order to like create all the shading and stuff, you'd use lots and lots of multiple little dots.
Yeah.
So and
you wouldn't connect
ages
them. It wouldn't
you
be connecting
join them.
Them.
Yeah, don't you join them? So it will say one next to the first dot.
Then two.
Guys, this is really basic stuff. I swear, I was doing this in primary school.
Yeah, but you can never find seven.
No.
It's always hiding at the corner of the mouth that's already drawn on, isn't it? It's a vibrating pen. Well, what? Finally, what other gadget would you have there, Emma?
Right. Okay. Do you want to talk about the Nike trainers or the altered nozzle?
I think I want to talk about the altered nozzle.
All right. So, the average household uses 32 gallons of water each day from the taps. The altered nozzle aims to reduce that to less than 1 gallon using a new water-saving design.
Pure.
So the device attaches to the faucet nozzle and will apparently reduce water usage by a whopping 98% without sacrificing functionality.
I've set changed my mind. I want to talk about the shoe.
Okay. Right. Okay. So the Nike Hyper Adapt 1.0, like the boots Marty wore in Back to the Future 2.
Yes. Self-lacing.
Yes. Have self-powered laces that tighten around your feet as soon as you put them on. So there's a sense on each heel which recognises when a foot is inside the shoe. It then pulls at the sides and laces ensure a tight fit.
Right.
Yes. And the power unit is the sole of the shoe with an LED light for good measure. Added for like the great...
Do you have to charge the shoe?
Yes, you do.
Right. So you can't just lob it in a cupboard. You have to like, plug your shoes in.
But I think if you had a shoe that amazing, you would want to preserve it, wouldn't you? You want to like keep it.
Yeah. Is it a variety of designs or is it just one?
You can get white, black and grey. So,
right.
Does it
vibrate at all? You?
No, it doesn't vibrate,
does
actually.
Does it come with a nozzle?
No, it just tightens and loosens whenever it wants to.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd use it as a mouse trap. Just put some cheese in it.
Yeah, but
wait for a mouse to come along.
Yeah.
And he goes, cheese. He gets in and then bang, just slowly sort of crush it.
Yeah, a bit like sort of like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah, yeah.
But with a shoe and a mouse.
Shoe and a mouse.
Yeah.
And
you wouldn't need to put cheese in it either, would you? Because, you know, feet.
feet smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I don't think mice are particularly attracted to feet.
Are they not?
No. Well, a number of them. Yeah, a small number of them, but they're weird.
Take it from me, they can be trained to. Thank you, Emma.
That's okay.
Yeah. That was Emma with Work Experience Punditry, making her debut. Will you be back?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, fine.
You're more than welcome to.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is this what I would like to?
Well, then, come
You're
on.
There we go.
Right. Emma there. She'll be back with more Work Experience Punditry another day. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, then, we will be meeting our diversity paper reviewer. Today, Matt comes in to review the papers. He's a diversity. Victoria's bonus news to look forward to very shortly, and we'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Syria's President Assad has blamed the US for the country's collapsed ceasefire while claiming an American airstrike on 60 of his soldiers was intentional. Washington insists it was a mistake and the real target was Islamic State group militants. It comes as aid deliveries into the war-torn country are to continue after they were suspended because lorries delivering supplies were hit by an airstrike. Matthew Morris from the International Committee of the Red Cross has told Talk Radio the trucks are vital.
It's mostly medical supplies and food, but at this time of year, there's also a need to get in winterization support in order to get warm clothes, blankets for people who are going to go through the winter in buildings without heating. There's also an element of educational support to try and keep some schools functioning.
A former panellist on The Quiz Show, Eggheads, has appeared in court over an alleged killing, which he apparently talked about in his autobiography. CJ, whose real name is Joseph Connor, opposes being extradited to the Netherlands over the allegations. Experts say thousands of women with breast cancer are being denied a drug that costs just pennies and which could save their lives. Research has found when postmenopausal women with breast cancer are given bisphosphonates, their chance of a death dropped by a fifth. A prison officer who had a lesbian affair with an inmate has been jailed for 6 months. Melissa Priestley began a relationship with a convicted robber at Lone Euston Prison in Durham last year. The court heard the 33-year-old was uncovered by authorities after prisoners saw the pair kissing. And Mary Berry will no longer be a judge on the Great British Bake Off when it moves to Channel 4. The TV cook says she's staying loyal to the BBC like Mel and Sue, but fellow judge Paul Hollywood says he's delighted to be staying. The weather cloudy with some bright spells for England and Wales. Showers developing this afternoon across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria, for the news.
It's okay.
Thanks for that.
Can I go now?
No!
Oh.
No. Because the eagle-eared will have noticed that there's been fewer of your voice around today, and indeed all week in the afternoons.
Yep.
Because your bulletins have been...
lacking.
Thanks, Cornelius.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's normal. I mean, but what's changed is the length of your bulletins.
They've been made shorter.
They have.
By a minute.
Yes. They've been trimmed back.
Yes.
And so...
Reduced.
To fill
I don't know why you find that funny.
To fill the time, it has been decreed, of course, that you have to do a special bulletin. In Sam Delaney's Drive Time programme, that is entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care for that or want it from you, for we have Reese for that. Mm-hmm. However... what we've decided is that you do your own bulletin. Animals, you like funny animal stories,
yeah.
Don't you? You like those. So on one day you do animal, next day you do vegetable, next day you do mineral. We'll figure out the other two as we go along.
What do I have to do every
but,
time?
But today with vegetable news, here's Victoria. Have we got something that says vegetable news?
Yes, I do, yeah.
All right, great.
It's in my teeth, 30.
All right, let's have a listen then. Here's Victoria.
No, you just have to wait a moment, John.
Why?
Can you just fill for just a second?
All right, fine.
This is largely my fault.
Is it?
I forgot to tell people that this existed.
Right. Great.
Talk Radio Vegetable News.
There it is.
Now I can
worth
start.
It. Worth,
worth waiting for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay, so Sudan has banned imported vegetables from Egypt on safety grounds. The Sudanese trade minister is also preventing fruit and fish from the country, but hasn't explained exactly why. It comes a week after Russia made a similar decision. A man who spent almost a year cultivating a 6-stone cabbage says he's devastated that a chef chopped it up a week week before a competition. Dale Toton, a senior gardener at a hotel, was near tears when he realised what happened, despite the kitchen being briefed to avoid the giant vegetables.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to avoid a giant vegetable, isn't it?
Well, they weren't meant to use them in their cooking.
No.
And they did.
Yeah.
So he was annoyed.
Okay.
Almost near tears. It comes as a man has won the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show annual competition for massive veg with a 22-stone pumpkin.
Any word on his... What?
Why are you interrupting me?
Sorry.
With a 22-stone pumpkin... That's heavier than a baby elephant. Brian Marshall called the result brilliant, saying it wouldn't have been possible without his family who helped water it.
You have to disqualify that last story because you had an animal in it and it's not animal news.
It's just a comparison.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Why?
I've just eaten a number of vegetables and I didn't get a mention.
Breaking news, Cornelius Mendes has eaten a number of vegetables for lunch. One of them was a courgette.
Right, fascinating. Right, so, thank you for vegetable news.
I really didn't like it.
No, I didn't really either.
But it's your fault. You demanded vegetables.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to... Look, your animal stories, I'll grant you, are quite entertaining because it's like a dog tangled in a swing. It's quite funny.
Poor buddy.
And he's fine, isn't he? He's alive.
Yeah, he's been rescued.
And that's...
After he was distressed and the neighbours heard him with his howls and whimpers.
Well, now it's dark.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was expecting sort of, you know... quirky vegetable news.
Well,
like a man...
aren't giant vegetables quirky?
Well, it depends what you do with them. But
One man had a massive onion
what?
And it was bigger than his head.
Was that on that Jeremy Kyle show that's always on at the same time as this?
No. Victoria's... I mean a real life onion.
Victoria's back to... Well, why is that in your news?
Well, because he wasn't the winner of the Harrogate... autumn.
So it's first day of autumn. He's been quick, hasn't he, that winner? First day of autumn today. I'm very impressed with that.
They held it a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's cheating. That's summer.
I know. Look, they have it twice a year, though, so...
Well, I think we've all lost interest. So, Victoria, thank you very much. Back tomorrow at this time with Mineral.
I don't want to do that. It's getting even more dull.
With Mineral News.
So dull. And it's all your fault.
Mineral News. On Talk Radio. Diversity paper review on the way. We'll go on the streets next to find out what the people think.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And as promised, we'll be going out on the streets right about now. The reason, of course, is to take the pulse of the nation. The nation. Well, it thinks, doesn't it? The people who make up this fair nation, they all think. But the question we ask on a daily basis is, what do the people think at any given time? Very much send a team, a crack team of reporters out to find out. And by that, I mean they're a team of reporters that are on crack. And they've been out this morning to stick their microphones in the faces of the people to find out what they think. Today, do they think icebergs or chopping boards?
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
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 Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
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 Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Bing board.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Iceberg.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
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 Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
Icebergs.
Chopping boards.
Chopping boards.
And there you have it. That's what the people think. They're out there. Look at them. See them now. Out there. The people. But what do they think? Well, today they thought either chopping boards or icebergs. But the question remains, what do you think? Do you think icebergs? Or do you think chopping boards? 8 7 2 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word chopping boards or icebergs.
We'll do diversity paper review next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there, get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans, born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
The best news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion every week in Sport Magazine. Download your free copy of the UK's biggest sport magazine from the Apple newsstand now.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous Lone Arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting with better news on the southbound side of the M1 through Leicestershire. It's still queuing, but all lanes are now open. That's following an accident between junction 22 at Colville and 21 for the M69 and Leicester. In South Yorkshire, the southbound side of the M18, one lane closed between 4 at Westmoor and junction 3 at the A6182. It's the inside lane of the two, which is closed there. And finally, still two lanes blocked in Greater Manchester for the anti-clockwise side of the M60. Overturn vehicle between junction 21 at Hollingwood and junction 20 at Higher Blackley.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time. On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Or as many people's DAB screens appear to say, due to the fact they're not long enough to get the whole slogan on, Talk Radio. We'll get you. The UK's most threatening radio station, Talk Radio. Well, if you don't count. Anyway, so it's time for the diversity paper review. If you're a regular listener, you will know that we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, and the question remains as to why. Somebody ask me why.
Why?
Because each day we take a different diversity and we thrust them front and centre to review the papers. In the diversity paper review, how do you like them apples? Lenny Bloody Henry. Today's diversity is Matt. He is a...
I'm Jewish.
That's correct. What's in the papers, Matt?
So many news stories for us to indulge in on this great Thursday afternoon.
The first day of autumn, Matt. Let us not forget that.
Well...
The autumn equinox.
Let's go and catch some leaves. Isn't that what they do in autumn?
All Remainers got to be balanced.
We don't anymore.
True.
First story, I'm going to take you to near where you're from, John. All the way up
what,
north.
My mummy's foo-foo.
Not quite. All the way up north to Birmingham.
Oh, yes.
Which is, as we know, very far north.
Yes. It's very far north, yeah. Birmingham, actually.
Anywhere past the Watford Gap? Or as we discussed last week, Northwest London.
Yes, that's because you live in your community.
Yes.
And don't really venture out of it.
I spent some time in Leeds. That was enough for me.
Okay, good.
And we're south of the river now, so yay. So, in Birmingham this week, a poor person was in a car accident. It's never nice. I've been in a car accident.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant thing.
I know. But the reason we're discussing this today is because after being in... It wasn't too much of an accident, just a little scratch on the side. But obviously, having just passed her test in May, she was upset by this. And an onlooker came to comfort her and suggested to move her car out of the way so other cars could pass by. She agreed to this. And instead of the car just moving over to the side, it drove off.
With the onlooker.
With the onlooker.
Who was a car thief.
Yes.
I mean, what? That's...
I don't understand what's happened.
Can you
here?
Not get your head around it?
No, honestly,
hang
I
on.
Can't.
I'll just write a haiku to explain it.
Okay, Cornelius. Young lady, car accident.
Yes.
Is in shock. Gets out the car, very sad. Nice, good Samaritan comes over to help out, supposedly. Mm. Offers to move the car away, but instead of
so
moving, drives off with her car. She was devastated. She's only 20.
Yeah, and what an idiot. Why didn't he take a car that wasn't scratched?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
What a fool.
Exactly, he's going to have to do it all up and make it look nice.
That, yeah.
But our Ali said she couldn't believe it. He was so nice. He really was. And then an interesting quote. I was in so much shock, I was like a vegetable.
Well, we've just heard vegetable news. From,
and that didn't make it either.
No. God, she's a rubbish journalist.
Yeah, she really is. I wonder what we're missing out in the real news world.
So do I.
There could be a war starting and we don't know because it's Victoria doing the news.
Yeah, so she was very sad.
Has she not been reunited with the car or anything like that?
No, Birmingham police are on the hunt out for it.
Right.
Yeah, and as we all know, Birmingham police are a strong police force.
We're
no
a very strong police force and we are looking for a car with a scratch on it.
So, if anyone's seen a Good Samaritan stealing cars, please call Birmingham.
It's the last person you'd expect a Good Samaritan.
It's all also
A Birmingham?
No, just a Good Samaritan to steal a car. That's the last, but you'd expect it to be a bad Samaritan.
Yes, you would. But you know, the Samaritans is quite a hard organisation to work for. I mean, it's quite depressing. So you know,
sometimes you just need a car.
Yeah.
But it's a Ford Fiesta, so if anyone sees a scratched one in Birmingham...
With a bad Samaritan at the wheel.
Yeah, don't call us.
And no, call the police.
Yes, will help. Next story.
Yes.
Did you know it's Freshers Week?
Yes. What paper are you looking at?
The Sun.
Yeah.
Of course.
We did know that because Ginger Dave, our producer, isn't here.
Is he on
Freshers
Week?
Because he considers it prime hunting ground.
Prime hunting ground.
He considers it a religious holiday. It's in his contract.
He takes the whole week off.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Well, here is the headline. Drunk students cause more Freshers Week carnage, fighting bouncers, sleeping in streets and dropping trousers in Manchester. Freshers Week is a traditional period of no classes and plenty of partying. And then there are just lots of photos of drunk students out and about, flashing and swearing and whatnot.
Thing is, though, the papers love this, don't they? They pretend they take a moral high ground. Mm. I mean, I'm surprised this is in the Sun, and it's normally sort of the stamping ground of the male or the Express.
Yeah.
But they take this moral high ground against it. But really, this is brilliant because we can just stick that all over our papers. It's a standard rite of passage, isn't it? Get drop trow or be drunk or swear, and thus you will be featured in which city did they go to for this?
This was Manchester.
Manchester, so right,
even further north.
Yeah. Careful.
I mean, I spent my Freshers Week trying to explain to my newfound friend who I was put in halls with that in order to make a pot noodle, you don't put the noodles into the kettle; you pour the hot water from the kettle into the noodles. Genuine story.
But hang on, they're onto something there, because there's no reason why you can't do that.
Well, there is when the rest of the year, every time I made a hot brew, there was a certain chicken spice to it.
Okay, you have one kettle for hot brews.
Yeah. One kettle for pot noodling.
One kettle for pot noodles.
Mm.
And then another for egg. Because you could boil...
Or you could poach an egg.
You could poach an egg or boil an egg in a kettle, couldn't you?
We should try that.
Well, all you need, so you could survive.
This isn't a good idea at all.
Well, hang on, what I'm saying is a student, in a student house, right, what's expensive to buy? a cooker, right?
True.
Or a micro. So what you do is you just buy three or four kettles.
How much is a kettle?
Oh, you can get a cheap one for five.
Yeah, £6 or something. Yeah. Okay. Right? So you get five of those, right? And then you line them up, and then you gear your whole food stuff throughout the entirety of your time at university or college round kettle-based food. So egg for breakfast.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory. Pot noodle for lunch. Drop it in the water. Cup of tea. Tea time.
Yeah. Can you make a ready meal in a... I don't know. Can
pasta.
You boil it?
Pasta.
But the kettle turns off once it's boiled. So once it reaches boiling
you
point,
sellotape
it turns off.
Down.
That's going to break it.
I think we're on something. Of course, and then when I wasn't explaining this to my new friend, I was spent my freshers week in the corner of the room crying on the phone to my mum, missing her. So
that doesn't surprise me.
No, let me think. Your diversity is... Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah.
It's right. She sent me a nice bowl of chicken soup up to make me feel at home.
Of course. Did you boil it in the kettle?
No, it was. I just had to put it... Yeah.
Because you could... Again, there you go. You can warm soup up in a kettle. Can you? So you pour in a tin of soup.
No, because you can't boil soup because then it burns and loses its flavour. Everyone knows this.
Well, then you stop it when it's warm enough. Stop being a naysayer of my great idea. So you get a cup of soup, or a cup of soup, right? So you get a cup of
soup. Would
so
work.
Water. Then you pour your
sachet.
I don't know anyone who studied woodwork. You could be any kind of student for this, right? And then you pour the soup in there. You pour the soup in there in the kettle, right? And the water, and then you make the cup of soup. It's a kettle of soup.
I have another point to this.
Kettle of soup.
What about,
who doesn't want a kettle
what about
of soup?
All the chunks.
Shut
like,
up! You've been naysaying.
The peas wouldn't go through the mesh bit that's at the
you
nozzle.
You take the mesh off.
Yeah, but then you're going to get all the lime scale in with your soup.
All right, you have to spend the money you've saved on a cooker on one of those descaling things.
How much money are we spending here?
Calgon, we can get one of those tablets.
Six kettles and descaler.
Calgon's probably not poisonous, so you chuck in a thing of Calgon.
Probably not poisonous.
Into your cup of soup. It's kettle of Calgon of soup.
When we make millions, Cornelius will be laughing.
What? Yeah. How are you going to make millions from this, inventing the kettle?
No, millions of deaths.
We'll just sell it to...
Awkward, given the circumstances. But look, this will work.
I think you can...
Pasta, potatoes, soup.
Potatoes?
Yes, you can boil... Anything you can boil can be done in a kettle, can't it?
The BBC are looking for a new cooking show.
Yes,
this is it.
Exactly. Come on.
Kettle off.
I'll call Mary after this. She'll be up for it.
Yeah. So great idea.
Put a croissant in a...
Oh, now you're being stupid.
Yeah.
No, you can't do
too
that.
Too much.
You could, I mean, but you could heat jam. Can you?
Why are you heating jam?
For a hot jam?
No, that'd be too hot.
Sandwich.
I think the boiling point of jam is higher, so it would be really burning your tongue.
Custard you could put in there.
Yep.
You could eat rice pudding. Yes, semolina. Hot yoghurt. Who doesn't like that?
Hot yoghurt?
Who doesn't like a hot yoghurt?
Should we go back to the papers?
Yes.
Yeah. Google!
Yes!
So it turns out that Europeans don't actually know us Brits at all. Who knew? So Google have released what other European countries have been asking questions about the Brits. So, did you know that Portugal has been Googling, why the English crybabies? Germans have been asking, why are the British so stupid?
They've been saying, what?
Hilarious. And the Poles want to know why British flour is so strange.
British flour?
I assume by that baking flour. I don't know if it's different.
Well,
to
again,
there's
a new programme waiting to happen. They're looking for a format, and they'll have loads of flour left over. You could make glue in a kettle. That's just water and flour.
And horse?
Yes. You could easily put some horse and some... Couldn't you? Just flour and water?
It's not just flour and water.
Hot glue. It is. You can make glue out of flour and water.
Can you?
Yes. And therefore...
Why do you need it to be hot?
Hot glue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a glue gun.
See?
The Netherlands were curious to know why the British are so ugly. Actually, the first...
Why did you look straight at Cornelius?
Yeah, you just looked exactly at me when you said that.
You were reading that off of the paper, and then you said, so ugly, and just stared at Cornelius. Which is fair, but...
Rude. I mean, go and look at his Twitter handle, and you'll see a lovely photo of him. You chose that photo.
Yeah, I like that photo.
To be fair, it's the one where he has photoshopped his eyes to look in the right direction.
Someone messaged me asking to change it, because it's quite an old photo of me, as they didn't want to look dodgy following a child on Twitter. True.
So this is what they think of us post-Brexit, then, is it?
Yeah, it's good to know that we're still friends with the neighbours.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. What else you got?
What else have we got? Have you ever been fishing? You strike me as a man that might have once.
In what sense? Do I fishing, strike as in, you as that man?
I don't know, you might have tried it once. You seem quite wise and you would have tried lots of different hobbies.
That's kind. I haven't tried fishing because it looks really, boring.
Yeah, I agree.
So I can't possibly bring myself to... Oh, no! I have been fishing. I went piranha fishing.
I've done that.
In Argentina.
I did it in Bolivia.
Yes. Mm. Well, what did you... Yeah, I quite liked it.
It was all right for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but then I got bored out of my mind. Mm. What do you mean? I said to my... We're doing this all day. Oh, yeah, we're doing it all day.
Why are people catching piranhas?
Because you can eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What you do is you get a kettle and you drop it in. Lobster!
Kettlefish.
Lobster, though, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You boil a lobster alive. Alive! And so you could cook a lobster and a fish.
I don't think you fit a lobster into a kettle.
Depends how big the kettle is.
Depends how small the lobster is.
Anyway, on this fishing story,
yes,
there's been controversy in the fishing world as a British angler claims to have caught a 70-pound monster. Tom Doherty, 33, he landed the fish dubbed a Big Rig on Monday. He had to battle with it for 20 minutes. And there's controversy because lots of fishermen are saying that fish was put in the pond only 2 weeks ago. And now he's caught it. It shouldn't count.
So, but he still caught it.
Yes, but he shouldn't classify as... It would have go down as a record for the biggest fish caught in this country. Yeah. It was planted there.
Is your chair squeaking?
Well, yeah, what was that noise?
Move your chair.
Can you just do some more talking?
Yes, of course. So they've caught this big fish, and he's now receiving death threats.
I think it's your microphone.
There's a weird thing happening.
Are you getting that through the glass?
This is a fascinating...
Okay, sorry.
Bit of behind-the-scenes area, yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was like a John Holmes show prank.
No, it's not.
It's real.
It just sounded weird.
Behind the curtain.
Show prank.
See, something you do.
Oh, George Galloway, love it. So he can't have the record because the fish was put in there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he's receiving death threats to him and his family. Because the local fishermen are very angry at him.
Right.
Mm.
Well, who put the fish in there? He did.
No, it doesn't say. It was in Shropshire.
But if he didn't know it was there, it's legitimate, isn't it?
I don't. It's fish.
I think I don't care.
Mm.
Great. Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. That's Matt. He had the diversity paper review, and his diversity is that he...
I'm Jewish.
...is Jewish, and he'll be back with more diversity next week.
Yeah, sure, I'll give it a go.
Probably. Good, right, you're listening to Talk Radio. Thank you very much, Matt. And after the news at 3 o'clock, there will be today's big debate, of course. Then we will be... Oh, Reese will be here, I think. A man from Talk Sport, who has little knowledge of and even fewer interest in showbiz, reviewing the showbiz. And Rebecca Jones, out of off of the Weekend Motoring Programme, will be here in the studio, no less, playing today's edition of nobody's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van, not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing, freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards...
and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's exactly 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Egghead in court over killing, more strikes on Southern, and all change for Bake Off.
Talk Radio.
Syria's president is blaming the US for the collapsed ceasefire, claiming an American airstrike on 60 of his soldiers was definitely intentional. Washington says it was a mistake and the real target was the Islamic State group. It comes as President Assad has insisted neither him or the Russians were behind an attack on an aid convoy on Monday. Jan Egeland advises the UN Special Envoy for Syria and says aid still can't get into Aleppo because of the military presence.
40 trucks are sitting at the Turkish-Syrian border. The food will be expiring on Monday. The drivers are sleeping at the border and they've done that so now for a week.
Former Egghead's panellist CJ has appeared in court over an alleged killing during an incident which he apparently talks about in his autobiography. He could face extradition to the Netherlands over the allegations. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
CJ Damui appeared in court under his real name, Joseph Connor. The allegations relate to an incident said to have taken place in Amsterdam in 1988. He said in his autobiography he punched a man who approached him with a knife and threw him into a canal. The 46-year-old was arrested yesterday at Heathrow Airport. He's been released on bail and is due to appear in court in November for an extradition hearing.
There's set to be more disruption for commuters who use Southern Rail. The RMT unions announced 14 days of strike action in 5 separate blocks starting next month in a long-running dispute over the role of conductors. Jeremy Corbyn and his team are holding meetings with rebel MPs to try to persuade them to return to the front bench. The Labour leader is looking to bring a handful of deserters back to his top table to prove he can reunite the party. And Mary Berry's announced she's quitting the Great British Bake Off by saying farewell to soggy bottoms. But fellow judge Paul Hollywood has signed a 3-series deal with Channel 4.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and bright spells for England and Wales. Showers developing this afternoon across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks very much, Victoria.
It's all right.
And will you be back again?
Contractually obliged.
All right. Victoria will be back with her contractually obliged news in half an hour's time. Ben has got the pre-recorded sport today. Live from a room where there's also a cockatiel that's singing Skrillex.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester boss Claudio Ranieri regards Danny Drinkwater being linked with a move back to Manchester United this week as a compliment. The two sides face off in the Premier League on Saturday. Ranieri's dismissed the speculation surrounding Drinkwater, saying the timing is a little unusual, that he's happy he has players that big clubs want. Former Arsenal vice chairman David Dean has told TalkSport that Gunners fans need to appreciate boss Arsene Wenger a little bit more than they currently are. Dean says he gets supporters' frustrations at a shortage of silverware, but Wenger's eventual successors simply won't emulate his success. Finally, cricket, and the race for the county championship title has been halted by the weather at a pivotal moment. Yorkshire were one run short of securing the batting point they need to stay in contention at Middlesex before rain stopped play. They'll be 349 for 9 when they get back underway at Lords. If they're bowled out before reaching 350, that could open the door for Somerset, who now seem all but certain to beat Nottinghamshire. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the sport live from a room where there's a cockatiel singing Skrillex. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
$3 is spent annually on barbed wire. Here's Janie Lee Grace.
Horn was named after its inventor, a man named Horn.
The man was named Horn. So is that where we get porn from?
Well, I guess. I mean, it's a factoid, so it must be true.
It's reckoned sleeping dates back to 1266.
Janie Lee Grace.
Dwarfs can grow up to 40 feet high. And the very first dwarf nursery opened in 1730.
You like a bit of tromboning, don't you?
I like a person that trombones. I really do,
I
yes.
I do too. I love
especially
it.
Especially when they pull that face.
Yes. Yeah. You'd like to do the whole show whilst tromboning, wouldn't
love
you?
It. Wouldn't that be great? And I love it when kids do it. And I like it when people are really concentrating, really concentrating hard.
Yeah.
And so the tongue goes out and they have this kind of bizarre expression, but they're just concentrating.
Yeah, you'd be good at it, you would. You've got a head start, Steve.
Dolphin's skull. Factoids.
You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. It's 6 minutes past three now, and it is time for the big debate. And I want you to have a listen to this. Lifestyle, for the rich and the famous, they're always complaining. Good Charlotte, lifestyles of the rich and famous. But, of course, it's not good Charlotte, is it? It's bad Charlotte. As the American city of it in North Carolina, the governor of that town, that city, has declared a state of emergency after a black man was shot dead by a black policeman in what many are saying is a racist killing. The city has erupted, as you know from the news, in riots with the National Guard deployed during a second night of protest and violence. It's, as the local news are reporting, a city that is treading on eggshells. Now, on the line and listening to that, and specifically me say the word eggshells, is Howard. Good afternoon, Howard.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You've called in because you think we should ban eggshells. You've got no time for them at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm quite a big fan of defamation, and I'd quite like to slander a lot of people right now, but I can't because I'm walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
They're literally digging into my feet, and I can't think of anyone to defame. So if any of your listeners can think of anyone they want us to defame, just text in or tweet, you know.
Yeah, do you know the number?
No.
It's 8-7-2-2.
Who's that boy who always does it? Get him to, you know.
8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any celebrity you'd like to defame. Mm. Howard, let me ask you this. Have you hated eggshells for long? I mean, was this something from childhood, or did you have a particularly bad incident with some eggshells? What's driven you to this?
I just think they're kind of disgusting. You know, during Victorian times, they were all but extinct. We're not going to go down that road anyway, but bad puns. But because they're so unsavoury. I mean, we all kind of know where they come from, don't we? I mean, it makes me kind of quite ill just to... think of it, but we know where they're from, you know, Wales.
Yeah.
It's vile.
Yes. Well, on the line, just stay there for me, Howard, because I want to bring in someone with the opposing point of view, because that's what you do on Talk Radio. Dale's on the other line. Good afternoon, Dale.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, listen, Howard's on the phone. He thinks we should ban eggshells, partly because of where they come from, which makes them, of course, stink, and that's Wales. So... What do you make of this? Because I know that you're part of the pro-eggshell lobby, right?
I am, yes, that's correct. Well, I think Howard must be yoking with those comments, if you get my drift there. Do you get it? You must be yoking.
Yeah, see, this is one of the problems, is they cause a lot of bad puns, like eggshellent, exactly, etc.
They're two good examples of them.
Well, I thought it was quite good, to be honest with you. But I think Howard is a bit of a fool saying eggs come from whales. Obviously, they come from chickens. He's a fool. And anyway, I think the shell is the best part of the egg. I throw the rest of the egg away.
So what do? You eat the shell. So you are one of these people, and I know there are a lot of them, so you're certainly not alone, but you're one of the people who will just throw the albumen and the yolk away and just eat the shell.
That's correct.
That's what Gary Glitter used to do.
Yes, well, we all know about that, and look how that ended up. Listen, I wonder this.
Yes? Go on, wonder.
No, I'm doing it now. How many eggs is too many eggs, Dale? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, what do you... Howard, how many eggs is too many, yes or no?
Yes.
Right. They're doing trials in Sweden, as you know, where they've put they've taken all the egg that there is in Sweden, because they're sort of there are two sides to this argument as well. They've taken all the egg and they've put it all the egg into one big egg, so it's one big eggshell, not lots of little egg shells. So it's just one shell. Now critics have said technically that's the same amount of shell, but it is all joined up, isn't it? Because it's one big egg. Do you think that's better or worse? Howard, what's your opinion on that?
I'd say it's kind of worse, I think. But, I mean, the problem is comparing it to Sweden. You can't really compare us to an African country, can you?
Well, I mean, a lot of trials are done there.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, would you be happy with one big egg?
No, I mean, one of my problems with eggshells is they're little more than a protection against the realities of life, like religion and alcohol.
Yeah.
That's why Nietzsche hated them. He used to go around, breaking eggshells with a tiny little hammer to awaken the kind of half-formed birds inside to the nature of reality. I think people like this idiot on the other line need to wake up.
Dale is saying you should wake up to the noise of the philosopher Nietzsche breaking open eggs to get the little half-dead birds out with a little hammer. What do you make of that?
Well, Howard wants to watch what he's saying, because I can easily come around there and bring a box of eggs with me.
Yes, but that's...
I'll stick them up his bottom.
Well, I'd like
careful.
To stick those eggs where
I'll
the
stick them up your bottom.
Kidderminster.
Well, I mean, it's not an egg up a bottom is not an odd thing anyway, is it? Because that's what hens and chickens do with them. You know, they as we know, they go around, they sit on an egg, it goes up them, it ferments, and then comes out again about a month later. That's how eggs are born.
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, that's biology. I want to ask you. You mentioned Nietzsche, which is interesting. Because I want to bring in this history argument. You've heard of the phrase "eggy soldiers," of course.
Yeah,
eggy soldiers. Well, we get this from the military. Napoleon, as you know, would capture his enemies and he would dip them in boiling egg, which is where we get the phrase "eggy soldiers." And what do you make of that? I mean, that's eggs. That, you know, Dale, you say, "I love, you know, the shell," but you know, the shell surely is just a casing for death.
For death.
Yeah, death. Napoleon would boil soldiers in it. He emptied the shell of death out and just dip the eggy soldiers in there. They were eggy soldiers.
Well, I don't know why they were complaining.
You're an egg apologist, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me answer your question. I wouldn't mind being dipped in an egg myself. I think these soldiers were just whinging about nothing.
Remember in the 1960s when Valerie Singleton, for a Blue Peter challenge, she spent a year living inside an eggshell?
Yeah.
Peter Purvis had to come and make a daily deposit.
Yes.
And when they eventually freed her, she turned into Shep. I mean, if that doesn't tell you the kind of dangers of these things, I don't think anything will.
I mean, they are a known danger. And that you're right, that's just one example.
It's
okay, here's, Howard, I've got to ask you this, right, and I'll take Dale's side here.
Thank you.
Where would you put the, you're getting rid of the shell, where would you put the albumen and the yolk? Where are you going to put it? What are you going to put it in?
Well, they have had some alternative. I mean, I went in the other day. They've got some of these things called kinder eggs.
Yes.
They're meant to be kinder to the environment. And they're not great, though. I had an awful crap afterwards. But what I think we could do is replace them with Tupperware. They're far more durable.
Yeah.
And I can personally vouch for the fact that they slip out of your inner piping quite nicely. That or maybe put them inside suicide bombers and you get instant scrambled eggs.
I'll slip an egg up your inner piping quite easily, my friend.
Dale, I mean, it's...
Just you watch it.
It's, you know, I mean, he's not inviting you around to do that, to be clear.
I don't care, I don't need an invitation. I'll easily do it.
What are the containers, you know, would, I mean, you're talking about the kinder eggs, and I think that's interesting. I mean, other containers that we know people have tried this with, a matchbox and a love egg from Anne Summers. And, you know, that's... You know, that's technically, if you use one of those, you do have to hatch that back out. So I guess, in a way, it's similar to the egg. Egg.
So what point are you trying to make here? I'm a bit lost.
Well, that, you know, you could get rid of the egg shells, but you still need a casing for...
I wouldn't even answer him on that.
...for the egg.
This is talk radio. There doesn't have to be a point. I mean, have you ever noticed it's always kind of weirdos like this guy who like eggshell? Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen,
yeah.
I'm sure there's others. He actually likes to paint his house in eggshell, and I think it's unsavoury. I can only be glad that God is dead and that he doesn't have to see people with a bidet painted in duck egg blue. And people like this pervert, you should be, you know, washing your bottom with fuchsia or pastel colours at worst.
Yeah, well, that...
You know, I'm not already doing that, my friend.
Well, you probably have to, the amount of eggs you're shoving up there.
It's, let's continue the theme of the painting in eggshell, because you're absolutely right, and this is now a global issue, because these paints that are made from eggshell are available worldwide, as I'm sure you know. And it has become an accepted colour, eggshell, hasn't it? But there are people who are racist towards coloured eggs, aren't there?
Yeah.
So, you know...
Me, for one, I'm a proud racist.
Yeah. Well, that's why you've called a talk radio station.
Mm. Home of the racist.
Eggs. Egging. We're going to have to leave the debate there. Could you answer the sum up the debate for me in one word, please? We'll go Dale first. One word, Dale, to sum up the debate.
Eggshells!
And Howard.
Rotten.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion on eggshells, do we still need them in this day and age when we've got suitcases and hair? Do we need them? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I am an egg in your fridge. The last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette. But why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound on the M18 through South Yorkshire, one lane closed due to a shed low between junction 4 for the A630. And junction 3 of the A6182, it's the inside lane of the two, which is closed there with queues on the cameras. In Derbyshire, the southbound side of the M1, a breakdown closes one lane between 29 at Chesterfield, down towards the A38 at junction 28 at Alfreton. And finally, the northbound side of the M42 in the West Midlands, an accident closes one lane between 6 at the NEC and junction 7 for the M6, queues back towards junction 5 for Solihull and Knoll.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's coming up to some other time, slightly different from the time it was when I told you the time last time. A lot of your reactions coming in to Talk Radio this afternoon. Here come some of them now.
Lots coming in, John. Without eggshells, what would we compare the following heads to? And then he's listed Patrick Stewart, Vin Diesel, Bruce Willis, Rue the Work Experience and Prince William in 5 years.
Yep.
An internet Twitter troll has got in touch to say, I love eggshells, so much so that my profile picture is one. You're pathetic. You amount to nothing. No one likes you. Why don't you do the world a favour and kill? Don't worry.
Thanks very much. Get a reaction in 287222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on to on Twitter
with any word you like.
Is here with today's, this week's roundup. Today's and this week's roundup of showbiz. He is a man who works for Talk Sport, who knows nothing about and has no interest in showbiz. So here he is with his regular roundup of it. Good afternoon, Rhys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now,
not a lot about it, is there, to be fair, showbiz-wise?
Not really.
No big breaking revelations.
Slow week on it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Bit of a slow old week. So, I mean, what are we going to talk about?
Thoroughly scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie files for divorce from husband Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah, this has gone quite under the radar. I think this is not quite an exclusive, as I think other outlets have covered it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're apparently doing a breakup now.
Right. Next story. No, it's sad for the children.
Absolutely.
All 105 of them that they bought from a foreign country.
I thought it was 106.
You think it might be now.
Or it was going to.
I think she got another one yesterday.
Getting one in the settlement.
On eBay. But it's, yeah, what do you make of it, Rhys? What do you make of this this massive story into someone else's private life?
Revealing and shocking.
Yep.
And it seems that everyone's absolutely having their dinner with it. They're all jumping in on it.
Yeah,
it's the day that love died. Somebody said, you know.
Yes.
They've been together for 10 years, which is like in showbiz and Hollywood terms is forever, but he did leave Jennifer Aniston for her, so why is Angelina Jolie surprised?
Yeah. It's an interesting. We were talking earlier about who gets custody of the portmanteau, because you can't, you know, Brangelina is, as it would indicate, is a brand really now.
Absolutely.
So who gets.
It's a brand.
Who gets to own the brand? But the thing is, and feel free to disagree or agree, it's not fair, that portmanteau, because he's got just. And she's got a whole name there.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Angelina. And at best, he could have the
Oh, totally.
So he's Bra.
Uh-huh.
All right, and she's Angelina, but she's really got the bulk of the letters there.
She's hogging most of the attention in that moniker, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's...
and I just wonder how they'll divvy that up, because it wasn't fair when they went in, to my mind. I mean, we've talked about portmanteaus before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yeah,
your Kimya, yeah,
and all that terribly depressing nonsense.
And we was talking earlier about Mary Berry, because she used to go out with Paul Hollywood.
She did,
which was Bollywood, and.
Very nice.
And that, you know, that was a That was a sad breakup as well, you see, because he's split up now, because she's not going with him to Channel 4, is she? It's a showbiz divorce there.
Yep.
And who's going to get the custody of the cakes? Particularly the custody cakes.
Custody cakes, yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Who's going to get... He's called her a custody tart, hasn't he?
Who's going to keep the gingerbread house?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we need to know this.
We do indeed.
And the other Monica, not Monica from Friends, but the other Monica as in name, was, of course, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Who was Jennifer Aniston in Friends. And when she went out with Brad Pitt, they were
Braniston.
And they made that great pickle.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, you know...
It is good.
It is delicious. Who got custody of the Braniston pickle? The Braniston pickle? Don't know. But it's what a murky world it is, Reese. I think that's the point, isn't it?
No, absolutely. Revelations coming out.
Do you want to, like every other showbiz correspondent this week on everything, idly speculate, even though you know nothing?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. The A Source has been really earning his bread this week. A Source has been all over the gaff. A Source has been... A Source can't believe his luck. A Source is dining out on this one, big style. Apparently, Marion Cotillard is the name of the woman that... Brad Pitt is alleged to have strayed with.
Right.
And it's really outrageous.
But she's denied it or something, is that right?
She's denied it. She's married with a kid. Her life's now been ruined because of it. Jennifer Aniston is now a popular meme. I don't think that's ruined her life. I think it's probably given her a bit of a giggle, to be fair.
Yeah.
But, there's all sorts of horrible allegations coming out now about... narcotics and alcoholics and all sorts of... Apparently he raised his voice in an argument with her.
Imagine that.
I know. Yeah. I know, what an absolutely terrible man.
What a monster. Fancy raising your voice in an argument. There's absolutely no need for that.
Nope.
None whatsoever. You know, you don't do that.
No, you do not.
There's a line you don't cross.
And he can't even see the line, he's so far past.
Yeah, raising his voice in an argument.
Devil. Fiend.
Yeah.
You know what should happen to him? He should get the morning show on Talk Radio. From 10 till 1, he should present it every day.
Yeah. Just as a form of punishment, really.
Yeah.
That's what he deserves. Yeah. Great. What else you got?
Beyonce's backup dancer pops the question during Single Ladies. Not sure, you know.
What?
Beyonce's backup dancer, John Silver, who is actually her dance captain.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but okay.
Yeah, they were doing a performance in St. Louis on Saturday, and he got down on one knee because he's going out with a fellow dancer.
Well, that's
going
to ruin the choreography, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to look... I bet Beyonce was livid.
I was going to say.
She's really good, isn't she, Beyonce? She does all that in
famously,
front of them.
Yeah.
They just copy her, don't they?
Yeah.
So perhaps that's what happened. Perhaps she hurt her knee because they just do what she's doing.
Doing some
and she
filler.
She went down on her knee. And then the other guy did it like next to
the perfect moment.
Yeah, he just did it. Or the other guy got the wrong little girl. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Got the wrong end of the stick. So he went down on one knee. His fiance's intended.
Yeah.
Thought it was a proposal, but really he was just copying Beyonce's.
Well, that is how it works with sticks. Her backup dancers are just attached by sticks. The ends of each limb is attached by one long rod.
Of course, I forgot
to
that.
Beyonce. That's why they're always in sync.
Yes, of course. And then when the show's on, they airbrush that out, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
on the stage, so you don't see it. Yeah, of course.
It's very clever.
Yeah, it is very clever. You can see some buskers doing it, don't you? Skeletons.
Yeah,
and stuff around the London in the London. Probably other cities. Skellington buskers are available, I imagine.
Mm.
Did she say yay or he say yay or nay?
It says that it was an enthusiastic yes.
So that's going to ruin the dancers. Wow.
It is as well, yeah. Now they're going to want to go off and plan things, but no, they've got to carry on with the dancing in the weird costumes and all the Illuminati symbolism.
It was like when Madonna fell down those stairs at the Brit Awards. Do you remember that a couple of years ago? And all the rest of the dancers just copied it, didn't they? Just fall down the stairs. Because they're attached with the rods. So they've done that for years with the rods, haven't they?
It would have been funny if she said no. Like, he broke up the whole dance, made it all about him. She just turned around and went, "We've spoken about this, John."
Yeah. Yeah, music stopped.
Little record scratch.
Yeah.
And just silence, nothing but crickets. I think that would have been funnier.
What was his name, this man?
It was John Silver.
Right. Do we know the name of the intended?
Becky. With
apparently
the
she's
good
got really
hair.
Good hair.
Oh.
We
don't know that.
It all makes sense now.
It's not her.
Bwong.
All right, well, you know, good luck to them.
No, absolutely. You know,
any more news on Bebe's marriage? Because that was a thing at one point, wasn't it?
Apparently they're all right now. Apparently they're They're fixing things in their many multi-million dollar houses.
Right.
Apparently sort of, you know, staying together and becoming... What would be their moniker? Bay-Z, I suppose?
Haven't they got one?
Have they got one?
Surely Jay-Z, Bay-Z...
What's that?
Jay-Z... Jay-Z and Beyonce, they got a portmanteau?
No, it should be Bay-Z.
Bay-Z.
Beyonce. Bay-Z. Let's call them Bay-Z.
Yeah. Apparently they've reconciled what differences apparently they weren't having and that are all right.
They want to get onto their agent if they haven't got a portmanteau.
They do, yeah.
Because everyone needs a portmanteau, don't they? Because, Benifer, as we mentioned before, that was a thing. And remember when, you know, Alan Brazil asked Ian Lee out? Do you remember that? It's a Brazilian. It's a
Brazilian.
Yeah.
And do you remember when former TalkSport presenter Colin Murray, Colin Murray...
We literally just taken the cur.
Asked out the star of the Now Show, Steve Punt. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember that? They were doing a backing dance.
What were they known
one
as?
One of my favourite portmanteaus, that one.
What were they known as? Purry.
Oh.
Anyway... Thanks, Reese. Will you stay with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do more showbiz gossip next on Talk Radio. Plus, don't forget, in the next half an hour, there will be nobody's favourite quiz. The return of it, it is Paul Rossmaster. And today, Rebecca Jones, out of off of the Weekend Motoring Show, has a go on it. It's 3:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Syria's president insists his forces weren't behind an airstrike on an aid convoy near Aleppo. 20 people died on Monday. Trucks filled with supplies and food were destroyed as they tried to make their way to those in desperate need. President Assad is being backed by the Russians and, speaking to the Associated Press, insists they didn't have anything to do with the attack.
Those convoys were in the area of the militants, were in the area under the control of the terrorists. The people or the militants, the terrorists who are responsible of the security of this convoy. We don't have any idea about what happened.
The US believes the airstrike was carried out by a Russian jet. Former Eggheads panelist CJ's appeared before magistrates opposing extradition to the Netherlands in connection with an alleged killing. Prosecutors told the court the 46-year-old was detained under a European arrest warrant after he wrote in an autobiography that he may have killed a drug addict who was attempting to mug him in 1988. The owner of Southern Rail has branded the RMT shameful after it announced 14 days of strike action in the long-running row over the role of guards. The walkouts are planned intermittently between October and December. Govia says the union's claims about jobs, pay and safety are trumped up make-believe. The Labour leader and his team are holding one-on-one meetings with rebel MPs to try to persuade them to return to the front bench if Jeremy Corbyn wins the leadership contest. And Paul Hollywood is moving with the dough. The Great British Bake Off judge has signed a 3-year deal to stay on with the show when the show moves to Channel 4. Mary Berry's announced she's leaving, though, by saying farewell to soggy bottoms. The weather: showers in the northwest tonight with a chance of hail and thunder. Chilly in the south with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be dry with some sunny spells for most areas, highs of 19. There's more in half an hour. Yes.
Thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news there, and there'll be more of it in half an hour. Will it be the same, though, or...
No.
I think that was the same as the last one, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No.
What was different about it?
Well, the fact that I had two clips. So I had a little clip of Alex Dibble doing a report about CJ from Eggheads and this alleged killing.
CJ off of Eggheads.
Yep. And I... yeah, it was different. Different scripts. Some of the stories are the same, but okay. I rewrite them.
Do
so
you?
They sound slightly different. But because you don't pay enough attention, you don't realise the care and diligence I've applied to my bulletins. And also the weather was different because I update at 3:30 to reflect tonight and tomorrow instead of just looking forward to the rest of the day.
Thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news. You're listening to Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Except that the phrase "we'll get you talking" doesn't fit on the front of anybody's DAB, does it? The screens are too small, so it simply says Talk Radio. We'll get you.
I like that.
It's true, though. People are sending us pictures of it, Rich. People are sending us photographs of their DAB screens, threatening them.
Class.
So if your DAB screen is currently threatening you by saying, Talk Radio, we'll get you, then do please screen, just shoot a little modern-y camera picture and send it to us. Camera picture. And we'll have a little gallery of threatening images. Rich is here with the showbiz. We've already talked about today's biggest showbiz story, which was, of course, everyone's talking about it, one of Beyoncé's backing dancers asking another backing dancer to marry them during a performance of Beyoncé. And then there was some couple of split up, and we were speculating as to who is getting custody of the portmanteau, Brangelina. Angelina, at the moment, in the lead, because she has got most of that word, whereas Brad's only really got the br part of, of that. Where else are we going in this merry land of celebrity, Reese?
The breaking story with the Bake Off going to Channel 4. Obviously, it's not so much breaking now as sort of
it's
just...
baking.
It is. It's baking news.
It's literally baking news, yeah.
Yeah, Paul Hollywood is staying with the show as when it goes to Channel 4.
Yeah.
And nobody else is.
Yes, I drove past Paul Hollywood's house this morning.
Nice.
Good journalism.
Yes. To see what he was up to. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually, his house is on the corner of the same road that my daughter's school is in.
Cool.
And so I drove past it to drop them off at school. And now, ordinarily outside his house, Paul Hollywood, he has a Porsche.
Yep.
He has a Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen an Aston Martin.
Cool.
But recently, also a yellow Lamborghini. So, has he already taken the dough?
Possibly.
Or what?
He should have stayed with the BBC and done Top Gear.
He really, should've, with all yeah. that lot, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Although, allegedly, that's what Brad's been taking. I don't know. But do you think that, I mean, as our showbiz correspondent, Reese, do you think Hollywood is right to go not to Hollywood, but to Channel 4?
If I'd watched it, yeah. I'd probably be more informed. But I'm going to have a random guess
yes.
as to I think he's the right man, you know, that's the only bit of consistency, and all the heartbroken viewers can harpen back to the brilliant days of when it's a 15 million people rated program on the BBC when it goes down to sort of like fours and fives when it goes over to Channel 4, because none of their stuff is on it. I mean, he's not really one for innuendos, is he? And that's basically three quarters of the charm.
Yeah, with,
it's just puns and double entendres to do with cakes.
Yeah.
Is why people love it so much.
Yeah, and he doesn't bring that to the party, does he?
He doesn't, no.
I'm not surprised he went. He's slimy, isn't he? He looks it.
I did once again when I drove past his house.
He was going to go.
I did see him putting his bins out.
That's a slimy job.
That's yeah. a scoop.
It's literally a slimy job. And he was wearing motorbike leathers while he was doing it as well.
Wow,
which proves he's got a motorbike.
Slime.
Yeah. Yes, of course he drives the Lambo. Mm. In yeah. leather, which I wouldn't put past him either.
No, he seems the type.
But it's interesting that Channel 4 didn't buy the programme with the talent attached to it.
Yeah, you would have thought that was a deal breaker.
I mean,
really.
Has no one learned the Top Gear lesson here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, really, it's you sort of go, no, you're getting rid of... So people like the programme because of the format,
mm-hmm.
or do the people like the programme because of the people that are in it?
Well, we'll find out.
I'd argue that it's the people that are in it.
Yeah.
Rather than just some cakes.
It'd be like Five Live buying this show and only Cass going over.
Which would be an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah.
Because she's really the weak link in the programme. She's not absolutely
she's
not listening. She's not listening at all, is she? She's yakking away. Yakking away and not even listening. Anyway.
Yep.
Reese, what else have you got finally?
Stephanie Davis has told her baby is due around Christmas by a psychic. Originally, the due date was in January, but the super sleuth, the mind of the world, says no, you're going to have it around Christmas time.
Who is she?
Stephanie Firth was on Hollyoaks, then she was on Celebrity Big House and the thing with the arguments and the stuff. And now she's got a baby by one of her fellow contestants. Don't know his name, don't care either. And, yeah, the psychic believes that she's going to have a Christmas baby as opposed to one that's born in early January, literally 3 weeks later.
And there you have the scoop. Reese, thank you very much for bringing in the showbiz today.
No worries.
Showbiz there on Talk Radio from a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Next on the programme... Rebecca Jones will be playing today's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
The best news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion every week in Sport Magazine. Download your free copy of the UK's biggest sport magazine from the Apple newsstand now.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on 10 litres of Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Southbound on the M18 through South Yorkshire. One lane closed due to a shed low between Junction 4 for the A630 and Junction 3 of the A6182. It's the inside lane of the two which is closed there with queues on the cameras. In Derbyshire, the southbound side of the M1, a breakdown closes one lane between 29 at Chesterfield down towards the A38 at Junction 28 at Alfreton. And finally, the northbound side of the M42 in the West Midlands, an accident closes one lane between 6 at the NEC and Junction 7 for the M6, queues back towards Junction 5 for Solihull and Knoll.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Like the monkeys leaving Gibraltar and the ravens leaving the tower, eclair today, gone tomorrow.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
No more Mary Berry on Bake Off.
Oh, no.
Just a Great British Take Off. Who could replace her? Find out the runners and riders on the next Full Set Breakfast. All that and you might earn yourself a blue piece of edge. Get down, ship.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I'm John Holmes and it's just coming up to... a time. And before we play today's Paul Rossmaster quiz, there's the small matter of the news, which you may have noticed is quite complicated.
Oh, John.
Yes.
I can't.
Yeah,
can't
just do it.
Get my head around
Thank
it.
Thank you. So, in fact, we are here to help you should you find the news complicated. Each day, Monday to Friday, we, of course, break the news down to its component parts. And when you do that, what do you end up with? Japanese poetry. So, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Iceland is the top healthiest place to live. That's why mums go to there.
The news in haikus. It's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is the nation's least favourite quiz, only on the nation's 34th most listened to radio station out of a possible 39. It is Paul Rossmaster. Celebrity contestants from the world of broadcasting have their knowledge and, let's face it, patience well and truly tested on Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Today, trying to get to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played it, is the Weekend Motoring Programme's Rebecca Jones.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Can I just stop you there?
Yes.
My name is The Rebecca Jones.
But aren't you The Rebecca Jones?
Yes, I am The Rebecca Jones.
Yes.
That's how you must always introduce me.
The Rebecca Jones.
Yes,
not
please.
You know A Rebecca
no,
Jones.
No, there are many A's, many and others.
Yes.
I am The.
The.
Mm-hmm.
The Rebecca Jones.
If you could do it again, that would be great.
Playing today on the quiz about the Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross is The Rebecca Jones.
Hello.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What's what have we got to look forward to on the Weekend Motoring programme this weekend?
We have got one of my favourite guests ever coming on, Cal Crutchlow. So he's the first British MotoGP winner. And he's won the championship before the end of the season.
Is it his first time on the programme?
It is the first time on the programme, but he's a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
Met him many times.
Jolly good. And now, you were telling me you have more than one guest as well. So have you lined up all guests for the programme? Or
yeah, we also have Lucas Degrassi coming on.
Lucas Degrassi.
Yeah, he is a Formula E driver. I'm sure you know all about him.
Yay!
Yeah, your favourite, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every time you're visiting Brazil, you go to see him?
I do.
Yes.
Many times.
Yes.
All to look forward to at the weekend, then.
No, it's great fun. We try and have a laugh with it. Even if you don't like cars, still have a listen in.
It is good. I have heard. Of course I've
it's
heard.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of motorsport.
And Andy's played this as well.
Has he?
Yes.
Oh, what if he was better than me?
Well,
I doubt it.
No, he was, yeah. But essentially, you are trying to get to the top of the leaderboard for some points.
I am one of the most competitive people you'll ever meet.
Right.
And I know a lot about Paul Ross.
We all know a lot about Paul Ross.
I know more than you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's find out. A, B and C answers. Three questions, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm ready.
Here we go with this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Question number one. Recent Roald Dahl-based movie film news now. And a recent Roald Dahl-based movie film was, of course, the recent Roald Dahl-based movie film The BFPR, The Big Friendly Paul Ross. It tells the story of a girl who embarks on an adventure of a lifetime when she is plucked from her car window by a giant talk radio Full Set breakfast presenter and journeys with the BFPR back to his homeland, which is the Thicket Roundabout, a popular dogging site near Maidenhead. As their friendship grows, they begin to attract the unwanted attention of other giant talk radio presenters, or just general radio presenters, such as the Great Gambaccini Gobbler and Julia Nazi Migrant Eater. But the big friendly Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based film based on a much-loved children's book, Rebecca. Name the other one. Is it A, Curious George Galloway? An anti-Semitic monkey receives a prank call that's made to his cage and subsequently blocks his own zoo on Twitter. Is it B, Greg James and the Giant Peach? Radio 1's Greg James broadcasts his show from inside a giant peach. Or is it C, or three, Wiley the Pooh? Radio 2's Joe Wiley has a poo.
I'm going to go for A.
Curious George Galloway. Curious George Galloway. It's the right answer.
Yes.
Strong start.
Yes.
From Rebecca Jones. Right, okay.
It's my favourite book.
Question number two. Bespectacled peace-loving history news. This week, give or take 6 months or so either side, marks the anniversary of the historic march staged by the preeminent political and spiritual leader of talk radio, Paul Ross McGandy. On this day in 1930, give or take 6 or so months either side, he led a non-violent protest to expand women presenter rights, build religious and ethnic amnesty during the Full Set Breakfast show between 6 and 10 each weekday morning, and resist the tyranny of being exposed in the tabloids for once snorting meow-meow off a teacher's cheek. But of course, Paul Ross McGandy isn't the only radio-based spiritual leader. Name the other one. Is it A, His Holiness, the Tibetan X Factor host and Radio 2 presenter, the Dalai Lama O'Leary?
Yeah.
Is it B, Hawksby and the Prophet Muhammad on TalkSport, only one of them visible in promotional photographs for safety reasons? Or is it C, Christ Moyles?
Oh, I thought it was going to be Andy Jesus of Nazareth, but that's clearly not an option. So I'm going to go with B.
Hawksby and the Prophet Muhammad on TalkSport is
yeah.
the right answer.
Yes.
Is the right answer. Very good. Right, question number three. It's a music question. I want you to have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, Xanadu by everyone would have, men and women alike, singer Olivia Newton-John. Here's your unrelated question. Scientists this week published details of their attempts to render a talk radio Full Set Breakfast presenter invisible in three dimensions. When switched on, the cloak, described in the journal Science, hid the former host of popular shopping channel Bid TV from detection using the light of wavelengths close to those that are visible to humans. Sorry. The researchers achieved this by using a polymer crystal made up of very tiny rods. Here's your question. Name five famous Rods.
Rod Stewart.
Good.
Rod Gilbert.
Good.
Roddy Piper.
Yes. I have to put a timer on you.
Rod.
Five famous Rods.
Oh, Rods.
Let me tell you what I got written on the card.
Okay.
Five famous Rods. I had Hull and Emu. Which
yeah.
Of Iron. Lightning.
Rod, yeah.
The Likely Lads actor Nibuse.
Yeah.
And Dinah.
Yeah. None of those are going to be Roddy Piper.
No, they're not.
Only us wrestling fans from the early 90s would have an appreciation for Roddy Piper.
Yes. Sadly, though, we have to go by what's written on the card. I'm really sorry. However, all is not necessarily lost, because now we have to work out your score. And to do that, we put it into the system, as you'd expect. So, and being from, you know about talk radio, the very system is very slow. So if you just bear with us while we dial up the system. Here we go. It's dialing up there. It takes a while to dial up.
Have I got time to go for a wee?
Only if you do it there.
Oh. Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time.
No. Got to get into the. It's got to get into the system. It's quite. A, no, we're in. Do you want a cup?
No, I've done it. It's too late.
Oh, hang on.
Uh-oh. Someone's sister trying to make a phone call.
That's exactly what happens. Oh.
Oh, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
How do you spell Rebecca?
It's the T-H-E.
Yeah.
R-E-B-E-C-C-A-J-O-N-E-S.
Okay.
It's because you were forgetting the... Yeah,
you didn't put the Rebecca.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
Right, how do you spell James Whale?
James, J A S W H A L E.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
he played it last week.
Oh, he wasn't as good as me, though.
No, he didn't urinate in the studio either.
That should be bonus points.
I'm thinking of that. I'm thinking it might be.
It was that or be late. So,
how are you doing, Cornelius?
I've actually got a place to be. You know.
Yeah.
Can I just hang around?
It's just a slow old system.
Okay, I'll just print it off.
Go on then. It's quite a slow printer as well.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Right.
Did I win?
Well, we just we'll print the results and we'll see. The system has to do the, you know. Let's find out.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it?
I admit,
sat here face
to
face.
It could be better.
It's uncomfortable, I'd
say. It's not the worst date I've been on.
Yeah, it's definitely the worst I've been on.
Right.
I've got the data here.
Yes.
And just looking at the graph, it does say that the Rebecca Jones.
Yes, that's her.
From the Motor Show.
Yes.
Scored.
Yes.
The some points!
She's got some points!
Yeah!
Very good! Very good! Congratulations! Rebecca!
Beep beep! Beep beep! Beep beep! Beep. Yeah!
Wow.
That's the end of it.
That's possibly the weirdest few moments of my life. And I've had a weird life.
Yes.
It's definitely up there.
Now, your choice now is you can just leave.
Yeah, that's my choice.
Or sit there awkwardly for the rest of this.
I'm going to sit here.
Are
I like
you?
It, yeah.
I've got to do a live read, Sam.
No, my seat's a bit wet.
Just do it.
Everybody listen to The Motor Show with Andy J, 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And the Rebecca Jones.
And obviously the Rebecca
Jones. But John,
Jones.
How would they listen to that?
Good.
If they didn't have a radio.
Like this. I've got to read this out.
I did that yesterday. I liked it.
Did you?
Well, when you've got something to just read out someone else has written, that's just, like, easy, isn't it?
It is, to be fair.
You don't have to think.
Yeah, it says this.
I'll do that all the way through the 3 hours.
The best way of getting talk radio, wherever you are...
Anywhere.
Wherever you are, is to download the talk radio app now.
Now.
Now. Right now.
Right now.
Right, says that.
If you don't do it now, that's it.
Yeah.
Not if you're in charge of a moving vehicle.
And I certainly... Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And it doesn't say that, does it?
We don't want to be responsible for a terrible accident.
That'd be awful. Plus, you know, it says the best way is wherever you are. And I've been to places where it certainly doesn't work.
Right.
Like, you know, the office. it's absolutely free, and it allows you to listen live across the country and hear the best moments of your favourite shows. Now, you won't like this, because it says here, from John Holmes, me, I'm not making that up, he just says this, to Eamon Holmes, it's lazy, isn't it? Julia Hartley Brewer to Ian Lee, doesn't mention you.
No mention of me, yeah. No.
Or me.
Or you.
Or me.
I noticed that
Pass
yesterday, even on my own one.
You got a pen.
And I must admit that when I read it, I thought, well, this is the read for me. They're obviously not going to put my own show in this.
Yeah, literally.
So, and yet, you're reading one where your show's in, so now it's like there's nowhere left to run.
It's really awkward.
It really is. Like, there's no, obviously, you're not going to want to listen to Sam's show, and there's a few other shows on the station too. You didn't bother with all of them.
Do it again now.
I will now.
We're a bit tight on time, so John, while you read that, Sam, do you want to say what's coming up on the show?
There's a report that says young people
from
are miserable.
Rebecca Jones,
I think,
and Andy J.
The story's
Julia Hartley
to
Brewer to Ian Lee.
Them.
You'll be able to tune in on the move.
What else have you
to
got?
Be part of the day's agenda.
Is it talkradio.co.uk?
Oh,
there's
some
people who want
to
sell Gollywogs in Dorset.
Listen to your provider's app store to download today.
Are you pro or anti Gollywogs?
Describe me as one because I have fluffy hair.
Well, I'm afraid.
You have a racist now?
Yes, yeah. Your dad is
who
a
racist. Doesn't?
Your dad is a racist. Newsflash.
No, his nan.
Oh, the nan. All right. Nan. And what else are we doing? That's it, really.
Fine. Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you very much, the Rebecca Jones.
Thank you for having me.
For getting some points on Paul Rossmaster. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Great. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney with you next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.